Welcome to Friday Night Football. It's time for high school football action on WGRC. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the generous donations of the following Thunder Riders.
Basin Coffee Roasting, Freeland's Harley Davidson, Better Business Solutions, Blaze Alexander Ford, CR Builders and Sons, Heritage Printing and Design, Jeff Connor and Associates Insurance, Melcott Radiator, Millville HPS, Hondus Farms, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning.
Now let's head to the field for this week's game.
And we have made it. The high school football season is here. It is week one, and yes, we are ready for some high school football action tonight. Our game of the week, the Danville Ironmen playing at Mifflinburg as the Wildcats will host this one. I'm Don Castelline. Chris Miller is here as well. We're going to bring you the action from this game, and we'll spend some time in the pregame kind of setting things up. Of course, a very unusual start to the season a little bit later, although Chris, while we're a couple weeks later than a season would normally start in high school football, we could not ask for a more glorious night of weather.
Oh, it's just beautiful football weather. With everything going on in the world, I mean, the weather just sets the perfect scene tonight. Nice cool breeze here. Be perfect weather for these athletes. They shouldn't really worry about cramping tonight. So just beautiful sunshine and cool fall weather.
Well, and we are thankful for the venues working to make it possible for media to be a part of this. And having said that, some of the press boxes are a little smaller. So for this particular event, we are outdoors. And again, it works out great weather-wise. It's not exactly a position we can have a canopy, so we're thankful for the dry conditions that we have, and we're looking forward to sharing this game with you. And in addition to our matchup here tonight in Mifflinburg, there will also be some live reports phoned in as Terry Burke, one of our football announcers, he is going to be positioned at Warrior Run. The Defenders, they will be entertaining an opponent that they didn't originally have on their schedule for opening night. They'll be taking on the Muncie Indians. Originally, it was to be Loyal Sock. Many may be familiar with the fact that the Loyal Sock Lancers, they are going to be quarantining for a bit. They're missing their first couple weeks of the season. So just a few days ago, the athletic directors, I know, working hard probably on the phones to make that happen. So Warrior Run Muncie, two teams very close geographically, and we'll be getting some updates. Should be an interesting matchup. Terry will be phoning those in through the course of our broadcast tonight.
Yeah, credit to both the athletic directors for both schools. I know that there was some talk because of the way that things were being scheduled. Maybe they wouldn't be able to do it, but with being, I think, less than 10 miles apart, it's great that the kids have the opportunity to go out and play tonight, and just being able to work things out. It's a lot of behind the scenes. You're talking about Loyal Sock down. We have several other schools down this week. I think Mount Carmel, Line Mountain. Who else am I missing? I think there's one more in there.
Of course, Southern would normally be playing
Mount
Carmel in that particular game, but you're right. You know, with Line Mountain not playing, South Williamsport, it is a lighter scoreboard here tonight, but there'll be definitely a handful of games will be bringing those scores to you through the night.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just, I think no matter where you are on Friday night right now, whether you're catching us, we appreciate so many that are tuning in, anybody that's tuning in for the first time. We hope to give you a good game, and I know all the athletes and coaches are just so thankful to be here and playing.
So we are here. It is week one, and we've talked with the coaches. The players are getting warmed up. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will hear from the first-year head football coach. It's his first year at Danville, Mike Brennan, but he's got a lot of coaching experience. We'll talk about it, hear from him when we continue. It's a pregame, week one of the high school football season, Danville at Mifflinburg on WGRC.
This is Brad from Basin Coffee Roasting in Danville, and I am thrilled to support the WGRC radio ministry.
Basin Coffee serves the entire region by wholesaling roasted coffee to restaurants, coffee shops, and churches, offering community fundraisers and private label coffee for gifts, weddings, or resale at 570-764-2740, online at HebrewsTheBest.com from Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday. Their phone number is 570-784-2453, on the web at VreelandsHarley.com.
Supporting the WGRC ministry is Better Business Solutions of Danville. Better Business Solutions provides sales and certified service of personal computers and the software that makes them function. Offering support for both the home or business user, Better Business Solutions is located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC's Football Friday.
Don Castelline and Chris Miller at the field as we have got tonight our opening matchup in Mifflinburg. The Wildcats are taking on the Danville Ironmen tonight. Danville, it is a new coach here. It's kind of a new beginning, although we'll have a lot of the some of the same faces when it comes to players. But Mike Brennan is going to be taking over here tonight. And Mike, with some coaching experience in the District 4, we'll hear about this in the interview coming up in just a bit, some time at Mount Carmel previously, so he's not a stranger to the area or the coaching sidelines, but it is a newness with a new team and, of course, a new way of doing things just in this particular preseason, I guess, coming in.
Yeah, you know, Danville had a bumpy season last year, and so looking with a fresh start with Mike Brennan, obviously somebody very experienced, so looking forward to see how that works out for Danville.
And I did ask Mike just a little bit about the nuances of getting ready for this very unusual season here in his very first year.
It's been challenging since I've been hired in the winter months, and spent a lot of time here in the offseason in the weight room trying to get things going. We really amped it up in the summertime. Our kids have done a wonderful job. We've grown, you know, we've come together. They're learning my expectation. I'm understanding, you know, the things that have to be done to make us successful. And the kids have done a great job. So we're really excited after 12 weeks of summer preparation to have an opportunity to play a football game.
You are no stranger to the District 4, having spent a number of years at Mount Carmel, 2000 through 2008. When you look at this district and the quality of football that takes place each Friday night, how do you kind of describe it?
It's exciting to be back in District 4. I mean, you know, I had a great experience at the other places, but people really like their football in District 4. You know, there are community events. There's been a lot of success in our district on a statewide level, and a lot of players that have had an opportunity to play at the higher level. And, you know, so it's been exciting, and people really, they pay attention on Friday nights. They're involved. The media does such a great job of covering us, which makes it exciting, with all the newspapers and radio and television people. So we're excited to be back in District 4, and we're excited to have a chance to, you know, to hopefully take Danville to another level.
Of course, I know you're looking to leaders on the team to do exactly that, and that is lead. And it's important every year for football teams to have those kind of players who are leading, even maybe more so important here, given some of the distractions and so forth. Have you seen those guys stepping up?
You know, they've done a great job. You know, I think it all starts with K.J. Rowley, a quarterback. He's nearly a 5,000-yard passer. He's a wonderful leader, and the kids gravitate to him. And then you look at Ian Persing offensively. He was elected captain by his peers. He's physical. He does a lot of things well, catches the ball well. He can block. He can run. You know, those guys from a leadership perspective are really good offensively with the skill positions. You know, then you look at, defensively, you have Carson Persing. He's only a sophomore, but he's one of our go-to guys. You know, Jagger Dressler, just by the nature of the plays he makes, people really respond to him. Up front, you have, some seniors and Brady Hill. And Gabe Early and Tyler Simas that have been through the battles and sort of holding those young guys together up front. So, you know, we've had a number of guys step up and be good for us, and we're really excited to see what they can do, beginning our season Friday night.
Yeah, your first contest here is on the road at Mifflinburg. What do you see when you look at them on film as you're kind of getting your guys prepared?
Yeah, it's interesting for me because it's been such a long time since I've been in District 4, and it's a little different style of play. So I had a chance to see them a little bit, obviously on film, but from a distance at Hughesville last Saturday. They're very sound fundamentally, especially defensively. You know, they're really good with their coverages. Defensively, they always want to be in a two high with something underneath. They really execute well offensively. They're using two quarterbacks, a younger guy and an older guy, or younger guy's a little taller, and the younger guy's a little more of a runner. So some decent sized linemen up front. They play physical and they really control the scrimmage against Hughesville. So we're excited to have an opportunity to go on the road, play a game, and it'll certainly be a challenge for us to week one.
Well, Coach, we're excited to finally get to some football here and that we're able to cover Danville at Mifflinburg. So thanks for the time, and we're looking forward to the matchup.
Don, thank you so much.
That is head football coach Mike Brennan with Danville Ironmen, his first season here at Danville. And he has some, not only the coaching experience, but playing experience was a Temple Owl. In fact, I spent 2 years at Temple's campus in their broadcasting side of things, and he graduated right before I got on campus. So we almost shared the exact same times there at Temple, but he does have that kind of experience as well, and he's glad to be part of District 4 right now. Well, tonight, it's week one of the high school football season, and it is also a very significant evening and day because of the very date that it is, and that is September the 11th. And I know there has been a lot of recall of 19 years ago and what unfolded here in our nation, and you kind of go back in your mind, and we do want to just mention that here because it's important, you know, to stop and to think and how much people pulled together through that, and just the gravity of what that situation was. I know I was actually preparing to announce a newscast, and that's when we found out about the planes as they struck the buildings, and at WGRC it was very helpful to know that we could share a message of hope with the music that we play here at WGRC while also bringing the news of the events and things like that. So September the 11th, a very important day to recognize and remember here this evening.
Yeah, I remember 19 years ago, I was actually sitting in the school right behind me in history class and turned on the TV and saw after the first plane hit and then watching the second one, and it's something that just, it does not leave you. Certainly all those brave men and women who just were selfless that day to try to save as many people as they could, and really just the way that the country rallied together in the face of that. Didn't really matter who you were, what you believed in, what you thought. People saw each other as humans, and they rallied around that, and it was a really shining moment coming out of a very dark situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're actually going to do several things. We're going to find out a little bit about the call-in game where Terry Burke is positioned. It'll be Muncie at Warrior Run. We'll be getting some updates through the evening. We also need to hear from head football coach of the Mifflinburg Wildcats. That's Jason Dressler. We'll do that when we come back from the break here on WGRC.
This is Bob Schoen of the Blaze Alexander Ford team in Lewisburg, PA, and we're proud to be supporting WGRC.
Blaze Alexander Ford offers a full line of new Ford cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Pre-owned vehicles are available, and a listing of new and pre-owned vehicles is available online at blazealexander.com. Located along Route 45, just west of Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford Sales and Service is available at 888-551-7061.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single-room and full-structure remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. Their telephone number is 570-551-6711. On Facebook at CR Builders & Sons, LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
WGRC is grateful for the support of Heritage Printing and Design, serving Central Pennsylvania from their offices at 229 East Chestnut Street in Mifflinburg. They provide commercial and personal printing services, including custom forms, banners, yard signs, and large format posters. They also offer graphic design, mailing, and printing delivery services, with hours weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to noon. 570-966-1120. Online at
Football Friday. Regional High School Football Action on WGRC.
And it is week one of the high school football season here on this September 11th. I'm Don Castellan. Chris Miller here as well. Tonight our game is Danville at Mifflinburg. In a few moments, we're going to hear from Terry Burke. He'll set the scene for another game we'll be hearing some reports from, and that is Muncie at Warrior Run. Before we do that, let's go ahead and get our conversation with head football coach for Mifflinburg, Jason Dressler, back once again. and he's excited to also here have this high school football season get started.
It certainly has been a different approach as far as just, you know, the safety protocols and, you know, doing what's best for all involved. But at the same point, you know, when we're able to strap on the helmets and go at it, it's football. It's still football, so it's great to see the young men out there getting to play the game. We're excited about that. So, you know, we're doing everything we possibly can in order to ensure us to keep playing this sport.
High school athletics, there is the nature of the fact you're going to lose some guys every year, and you've got new guys that you can get excited to be coaching up and taking over those spots. I know it's going to be different here this year for Mifflinburg not having Mason Breed and some others that you've lost to last year's senior class. How are you looking at this team filling some of those voids? Are you pleased with what you're seeing?
Absolutely. You know, anytime you lose seniors, you got to replace, whether it's their ability on the field, their leadership, and just their overall personalities. But we definitely have a bunch of guys stepping up to the plate here and wanting to prove themselves and are ready to go. So I am excited about what we have and the guys, the hard work they put in over the summer, the growth we've seen in a lot of them, and as well as some new faces that came out this year that are helping us out very much. So I'm looking forward to the first test here, Friday night test, I should say, and I can't wait to see what they have to show us.
As you look at your offense specifically, tell me a little bit about the quarterback position there. I know there's going to be a pair of faces that you're probably going to be using, I'm assuming. Tell me a little bit about what you see from those guys.
Well, we have Jacob Wright. He's a senior. He's our starter. He's the guy that we're looking to go. You know, Jake has the ability to throw the ball well, make good decisions. He's really been working hard, training hard. As well as he has good speed on the ground, so anxious to put him in that position and see what he shows us here Friday night.
And as far as defensively, particular area that you're really looking at to see as a strength there, because you've got a Danville program coming in that they know how to move the football around. Is there a certain spot on defense that you really feel like you're anchoring in and you see it as a strength?
Well, you know, defensively, you know. We're looking at, you know, our defensive line returns, all three guys up front. We have Emmanuel Ulrich at nose and then Quentin Doan and Kay Dressler at tackles. So, you know, we certainly are looking to those guys to return with their experience and put the pressure on, especially since Danville likes to throw the ball a lot, get the ball to their athletes in space. So we look to that, as well as we do have other guys returning with experience on the defensive side. You know, Danville obviously returns quite a few guys on the offensive side with, again, another year of growth. So, you know, it's going to be a good test for us. But the kids have been really focused in, you know, making sure we're honing in and learning from our last year's games and focusing in on what we need to improve on.
Obviously, you have this game at home, which it's nice to be on the home field, although the home environments this year are going to be very different in terms of you know, the atmosphere for it. Have you talked much about that as a team, you know, as far as what that's going to feel like and or not really even worried about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't ignore that because Friday Night Lights provides an atmosphere that is unlike any other high school sport. And certainly it's going to be different. It's going to take on a different kind of feeling, if you will. However, you know, we touched base with it as a team and understood, you know, hey, we're still playing the game. We're still playing football. We know we have our community behind us, you know, they're there supporting us, you know, as much as they can be. And we just got to take it on, embrace the game the way it'll be this year. It is going to be a different atmosphere. So we just need to embrace how it is and stay focused on what we need to do on the playing field.
Head football coach of the Mifflinburg Wildcats, Jason Dressler, coach, appreciate the time. We're looking forward to week one of this high school football season. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll return to Mifflinburg High School with more of our pregame coming up in a moment. WGRC. Oh.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500. And at agents.allstate.com.
Jesus said in John 4:14, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and Recore Charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
Serving Columbia County and all of central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Pondus Farms is helping to sponsor this high school football game of the week, located at 270 White Church Road near Elysburg, featuring a farm market with seasonal produce, canned foods, frozen foods, and baked goods, along with an on-site restaurant, banquet facility, outdoor event space, and catering service, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 8 to 7. Pondus Farms of Elysburg, on the web at pondusfarms.com.
It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
And we open our high school football coverage tonight with Danville at Mifflinburg. Should be a great matchup. And we do want to let you know the Mifflinburg Wildcats band is entertaining the, of course, limited size gathering here. And this being September the 11th, they just played the national anthem. Of course, the flag is at half staff here at Mifflinburg. It is a beautiful night. Not a cloud in the sky, Chris. I'm taking it all in. It's a beautiful evening, comfortable temperatures, and we're getting ready for some high school football here at Mifflinburg. But of course, we're going to kind of give you some extra coverage here on this opener, as Terry Burke is positioned at Warrior Run, home of the Defenders. He'll be sharing some updates through the evening as they take on a backyard rival in Muncie. So Terry's going to have that. Terry, previewing tonight's game for us.
Yes, and their national anthem going on here right now on this September 11th. So welcome to Turbotville, Northumberland County. The more things change, the more things stay the same. Roller coaster week here of game on, game off, game on again. Muncie and Warrior Run open the season for the third straight year. The Warrior Run Defenders won this game 35-0 a year ago, but they have lost 18 seniors to graduation. Meanwhile, the Muncie Indians look to build off of a District 4 Class A title and a state quarterfinal appearance in 2019. I'll be happy to provide the updates throughout the night.
Well, thanks, Terry. We're looking forward to it. It's some bonus coverage here tonight, so glad to hear that. He mentioned about kind of where Muncie and Warrior Run tracked last year. As for our game tonight for Danville, it was kind of a struggle down the stretch there. They finished at 4-7. Of course, there was a lot of difficulty at the coaching situation there. They had interim coaches in place for the much of the season, but it was a 4-7 finish. They have a lot of their big playmakers back. As for Mifflinburg, behind the legs of Mason Breed and wide receiver Riley Stahl and Gary DeGroat at quarterback, who none of which are back this season, they made it to the playoffs. Finished the season at 5-6. So both of these teams looking to try and get off on the right foot here tonight. All of the Heartland Athletic Conference games front-loading the schedule to try and get as many of those games in as possible here this year.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that stands out to me this year. I mean, when you look at both schools, especially Mifflinburg, you just have five very tough games right away. So there really is no margin for error in a season that really they've had limited amount of time to prepare. So both schools will want to get off to a strong start here and give them momentum going into the next couple weeks.
Well, the teams are on the field and they're getting ready for the opening kickoff. And, you know, it's interesting. Football is You know, it's a competition. I know some of the normalcy will settle in as the game gets started, although there is also that element of, you know, you get the energy from the crowd. You kind of feed off of some of those things. And there is, again, a light attendance that's permitted, but it is light. And so venues throughout the area are not going to have that quite the same. It will be interesting to see, you know, how this kind of plays out. And even the coaches said no one's really had the experience with this before. Especially with football games, there's been other sporting events which might be lightly attended and things, and just that's the way it works. But not football here in this part of Pennsylvania on a Friday night.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely difficult as an athlete, but at the same time, during practice all week, you have to motivate one another, and you just have to rally around each other and really rely on your teammates and your coaches to keep you going, realizing that you're just so thankful to be playing, and let that drive you to just compete at your highest level.
So these teams squaring off here tonight. Again, we're going to have the action for you, and we've got the opening kickoff coming up in just
a
moment.
And the Wildcats receiving.
Mifflinburg will get the game, or will get the ball to start here tonight. Again, they will have Jacob Wrights leading the way, their senior quarterback, who's also a solid runner, and he does have some experience last season, filled in a couple of games for Gary DeGroat. Played well in those games, threw for nearly 400 yards, and also ran for a couple of scores in those games. So we'll see how Jacob Wrights is able to kind of settle in. Other playmakers for Mifflinburg, you know, Andrew Deal, the sophomore running back, he has definitely got some carries behind Mason Breed last season, but he showed his athleticism defensively, returned an interception for a touchdown, punt return for a touchdown. He definitely has that playmaking ability.
I would say he's what you call a spark plug. I mean, he can turn a game real quick when given the opportunity. He knows the field very well, and he can see open lanes very quickly.
So a couple of the names to be watching for when Mifflinburg has the is on offense, and they're not deep in numbers on the line, but they do have some returning starters they're very excited to have back on that offensive line and defensive line as well for Mifflinburg.
Yeah, that'll be key. One of the things that'll be interesting to see how it plays out with Jacob is they list him as 5'9", and I think most of the guys on Danville's line are 6'1 or better. So how that line will be able to give him time to maneuver and see out over, that'll be key.
You're listening to WGRC Lewisburg, WCRG Williamsport, and WJRC Lewistown, WZRG Mount Carmel Coltmont. Thanks for the Danville Ironman. And
we know that name very well.
That's right, and get used to hearing it tonight. And number one, KJ. End over end kick. It's going to sail towards that far sideline, kind of booted by the returner, and it's going to be ruled dead right at the 10-yard line. And so it's going to be some tough field position for Mifflinburg. Let's tell you about them starting things off. Left tackle is Antoniuk. Troy Dressler, one of the two coaches' sons for Jason Dressler. He'll be starting at left guard. Emmanuel Ulrich, the sophomore, he's in the middle. Gabe Stettler and Cade Dressler on the right side of that offensive line for Mifflinburg.
Four-year starter for Mifflinburg.
Lucas Whitaker, he is going to be the tight end starting for Mifflinburg. Mentioned Jacob Wrights at quarterback. Andrew Deal, John Darup, they'll be among the running backs we see featured tonight. And split out for them at wide receiver will be Colin Miller. He's got playmaking ability there. And Carter Breed. It's going to be Wrights from the shotgun. He's going to hand it off up the middle. It's going to be right to Andrew Deal. Andrew Deal on the left side, and it looks like maybe about a yard. It's going to be second down, and we'll see on the placement here. Actually, it's going to be right about the line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down and 10 here coming up for the Wildcats.
Yeah, not getting much room there on the left side. Danville able to put a pretty big clamp on that end, so we'll see what they come up with here for the second play.
We'll introduce you to the Danville starters on defense in just a moment. As Mifflinburg coming up to the line of scrimmage here, just underway. No score as Mifflinburg, first team to have the football. Jacob Wrights again standing upright in the shotgun behind center. One in motion, back rolling to his right, looking downfield, throws, and it's going to be caught near sideline, able to bring that in. Thought it was going to be juggled at first, but instead it is a catch, and that is going to be Jacob Bingaman. With the catch for Mifflinburg.
Excellent throw there by Jacob Wrights. Just settling in that pocket with the pressure in his face and delivering a beautiful ball to the outside.
Big third down and one coming up for Danville. Up front, it's Simus, Hill, and Scheip. The outside linebackers are Persing and Dressler. Inside linebackers, Raup, Benjamin, and Alt. Smiley and Persing are the corners. And Zach Gordon starting at safety. Handoff up the middle, and Danville is going to stop, I believe, just shy as John Darup nearly got a little bit on the extra effort there, but he might be about a half a yard shy of picking up that first down.
Yeah, just didn't get a good push off the line there, but he fought for as much yard as he could there. Looks like he's going to be about a yard short.
So that is going to force Mifflinburg into a punting situation. Colin Miller, he'll be set to kick here for the Wildcats. 10:38 showing on the clock here in this first quarter. Again, that ball is positioned just between the 29 and 30-yard line here for Mifflinburg. Their first series between the 19 and 20-yard line, excuse me. They had this started on the 10, so looks like they're going to back it up 5 yards now.
Foul is a substitution infraction.
So when you're already dealing with some adverse field position, Chris, obviously you don't want to hand another 5 yards over, but that's what Mifflinburg's done in that situation.
Yeah, hopefully they can get a good punt here and get out of that deep end zone there.
Pursing is back deep for Danville. Here's the kick from Miller. Miller hangs it kind of high, caught at the 48. Pursing across to the Mifflinburg 40, 35-yard line. It's going to be good field position for Danville coming up. First down and 10 for the Ironmen. Well, let's go ahead and tell you about the Ironmen on offense. One of the captains is at left tackle. That would be Brady Hill, the senior. Left guard is Gabe Benjamin. Justin Kucher, he is the center. Gabe Erdley, another senior with a big experience there on the right side at right guard. Findura is the right tackle. K.J. Riley, the senior quarterback, and he's 48 yards away from 5,000 for his career. He's got Ian Persing and Mason Raup in the backfield. Jagger Dressler, Carson Persing, Brandon Zimmerman all split out. K.J. Riley, the ball again on the 35-yard line of Mifflinburg. Riley drops back, looks downfield, fires, throws. He's got Persing wide open at the 5, touchdown. That 35-yard scoring strike for the Ironmen.
Yeah, that was a blown coverage there. Mifflinburg, both their defenders looking, wasn't really sure who was to be covering there and just left them wide open in the end zone.
Ironmen putting 6 on the board with that pass completion.
So Danville wasting no time, and we mentioned 48 yards needed. I guess we can knock that number down to 13 for a big milestone coming up for K.J. Riley. So K.J. Riley to Carson Persing, and those guys connected a lot last season. Carson Persing with 8 touchdown receptions a year ago. K.J. Riley threw 19 touchdown passes in 2019. Here is the extra point attempt from Riley, and it is up, and it is good. With 10-10 to go in the first quarter, it's Danville 7, Mifflinburg nothing. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
High school football action on WGRC.
Well, here in the early going, the action has belonged to the Danville Ironmen. They have staked claim to a 7-0 lead over Mifflinburg. We're just underway. 10-10 to go in this first quarter. And for Danville, it was one play, a 35-yard touchdown pass, K.J. Riley finding the sophomore Carson Persing, and a big scoring strike there, ball right on target. So Mifflinburg here, you know, they almost had that first down on that first drive. Going to be real important for them to sustain some first downs and move the football here in drive number 2.
Yeah, we'll see what this kickoff return they can do here.
Here is Riley. Gets off a good kickoff. It's going to drive back into the end zone. Looks like Mifflinburg is going to have the touchback, and they will have drive number 2 in better field position than they had with the first one. So we've got a 7-0 score here. Let's go ahead and find out from Terry Burke what's happening there between Muncie and Warrior Run.
We have a 7-0 score here too as well. Muncie taking their opening drive, 60 yards in 7 plays, 2:32 on the drive. It was a 17-yard run by quarterback Branson Iyer. 5 different Indians carried the ball on that drive. An impressive drive. So Warrior Run looking to answer back with the ball now.
All right, thanks, Terry. So Muncie with a fast start there, much as Danville has the fast start here. Here's Mifflinburg, first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Handoff, and this is going to be Andrew Deal, and he is going to be stopped right in the middle, and that is going to be a loss of a yard, maybe a yard and a half on first down.
Yeah, we talked about this pregame. That line from Mifflinburg, that's going to be key. Right now, Danville is able to knife through the gaps there, not allowing much in the way of running room here.
Second down and 12 coming up for the Wildcats, already trailing 7-0 to Danville. And when you have a strike like that, of course, you don't want to panic.
Right.
At the same time, you also want to make sure you execute and keep it from getting out of hand. Two receivers, one each side, back to throw, looking downfield. Wrights has got all kinds of time, airs it out, but it's going to be underthrown into a sea of orange, and the Ironmen pick it off at the 45-yard line. And that is going to be Zach Gordon with the interception. And just an underthrown ball there by Wrights. Had lots of time, though.
Yeah, sometimes I think when you get down by a score, you know, you're trying to make something happen. You try to force it in there, hope your receiver can get it. But when you've got four defenders blanketed over that receiver, just a ball that I'm sure he's going to want back.
So now Danville, for the second time already, they will be starting in great field position on the Mifflinburg 39-yard line. First down and 10 coming up for Danville. 9:22 to play in this first quarter. You're listening to High School Football Action, the game of the week on WGRC. KJ Riley from the gun. He's got two receivers far side, one near side. It's going to be a quick pass to the right. It's Carson Persing. He's got it. He's going to have a first down and a little bit more as he's able to squirt past the 30-yard line and knocked out of bounds right about the 25. That is going to be a gain of about 15 yards. And with that play, if I'm not mistaken, KJ Riley should be a member of the 5,000 passing yard club.
Wow.
So that should be 5,002 yards by my unofficial count. So we'll say congratulations, KJ, on a pretty spectacular number there for a four-year starting career, you know, here at Danville, a quarterback. Riley from the shotgun, hands off up the middle, and that is going to be quickly met by Mifflinburg. Good job up front. Ty Stauffer had absolutely nowhere to go. A host of tacklers, and we'll say Emmanuel Ulrich and company were part of that stop for the Wildcats.
Yeah, beautiful stop there by Mifflinburg, just getting right through that line and just taking him for a loss.
So Mifflinburg's defense looking to try and stop the momentum that Danville has here in the early going as Danville leads 7-0. Danville right now with the ball just inside the Mifflinburg 30, looking at a second down and 15. Three receivers, trips here near side. One receiver to the far side is Danville, liking to spread it out. One in the backfield. Riley throws. It's going to be tipped off the hands of a Mifflinburg player and then caught. And that is a reception by Jagger Dressler, the senior. But, wow, it was almost right there for Mifflinburg on defense.
Yeah, Zach Mentz had a handle on that. Just couldn't tip it quite high enough, was able to allow it to fall into Danville's hands.
It's a pickup of 7, so this is still going to leave about a third down and 8 scenario for Danville. So even though it worked out in a positive way for the Ironmen, Mifflinburg can still dig their heels in here and try and come up with a big stop.
Yeah, they just can't panic here. Band together, watch the outside, see if they're going to go for the deep ball again.
Receivers to each side for Riley. Riley again in the shotgun. Fakes to his right, looks downfield, now dumps it for a screen. It's going to be caught across the 20. 15, 10, 5, and it's going to be a touchdown for Ian Persing. As Riley was able to look off a couple of other options, found Persing, and Persing navigating his way in for a 23-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he was just able to weave through there. Some high tackles there by Mifflinburg. Just wasn't able to wrap him up, and he was able to weave his way through for a touchdown.
So touchdowns by Carson Persing and now Ian Persing have Danville up 13-0 pending the extra point. KJ Riley set to kick, and Ian Persing does the holding. The kick is up, and it is good. With 7:36 to go in the first quarter, our score, it is Danville 14, Mifflinburg nothing, on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove, and featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning, glad to support WGRC.
Now it's back to the game on WGRC's Football Friday.
And thanks for joining us here on this September the 11th, the start of the high school football season. And, of course, the nation pausing to remember here today those terrorist attacks of 19 years ago. And a flag half-staff here as well as throughout the entire country here tonight on September the 11th. Right now, our score, it's Danville 14, Mifflinburg nothing. End-over-end kick, Riley. It's going to be received by, this is a Deal, and Deal's across the 20 to the, oh, 25, 26-yard line. They'll put it on the 25. It's actually the best field position for the Wildcats here tonight on offense. This is their third series. They're still looking for that first down. And, of course, the big turnover set up Danville's second score, so we'll see what the approach that Jason Dressler takes here. He's got a senior quarterback who, you know, has some experience, but still, again, kind of feeling their way through losing all their big offensive weapons, not all of them, but several of the big offensive weapons from last year in Breed, Stahl, and DeGroat. Handoff up the middle. It's going to be Deal, and Deal is able to show some toughness and get about an extra yard. It looked like he was going to be wrapped up maybe for a loss of one. He turns it into a gain of one. And anytime you have a running back, and Deal's not the largest back we're going to see, of course, he's definitely got a lot of speed and things like that. But you know, he's a sophomore. He's, you know, you want to see your backs getting that extra yard or two after contact when possible, and he was able to do that a little bit there.
Yeah, and the gap started to close quickly. He looked in the first gap, and it wasn't there. Tried to get it to the outside, but Danville defenders were just there in a hurry.
So second down and 9 coming up, 6:51 to play here in this first quarter on our game of the week. Wrights again from the shotgun with one receiver to each side. It's going to drop back. Not as much time. Screen play. It's tipped, and is it picked off? Yes, it looks as though Danville has come up with the interception. A little bit of a tip ball, and then I think it was Scheip that had his hand on it and able to pull it down. Actually, it goes to Brady Hill, the senior captain nose guard, able to come away with it.
He was able to get his hand up there. Again, I think, you know, Jacob's just trying to force it here, just trying to make something happen, and he got bottled up there and was looking for his receiver, and unfortunately, Danville defender was just there to pick it off.
So talk about your starting field position as Danville started. They'll start this drive on the 21-yard line. The other two drives that led to touchdowns from the Mifflinburg 39 and Mifflinburg 35. So they've been living on this side of the field. Four receivers spreading it out, one in the backfield. Riley, back to throw. Fires, across the middle. It's caught at the 10-yard line. Nice passing catches. This one's going to be caught by Jagger Dressler, the senior.
Pass thrown complete to Jagger Dressler.
Going to get more opportunities receiving the football here this season. We're seeing that already here tonight.
Yeah, we heard his name a lot last year. Very good, versatile athlete in a lot of different areas, and just a big man to bring down. He's 6'2". You know, he's got some good height to him, so certainly need to go low to bring him down.
First down and 10 now for the Ironmen. Ball is placed on the Mifflinburg 10-yard line. Carson Persing, keep an eye on him always. He's on the near sideline, matched up by Griffith. K.J. Riley, low snap. He picks up off the turf. Now he scrambles to his left, comes back into the middle, and he breaks through the line, and he is going to go in, standing up to the end zone. Touchdown, running the football, K.J. Riley from 10 yards out.
Yeah, that's a heartbreaker for Mifflinburg. I mean, just ran through about 7-8 guys right up through that middle there, and we're not able to bring them down. They need a spark here. It's early on in the first quarter, but not time to panic. Just need to regroup.
Well, they knew Danville. We all knew, I think, coming in, they'd have a lot of firepower this season. We're seeing it already. The key was, you know, what the defense would look like, and right now they have everything working here. Leading Mifflinburg 20-0. The extra point is up, and it is good.
Riley hitting the point after
6:09 to play first quarter. The score, it is Danville 21, Mifflinburg nothing on the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
This is Brad from Basin Coffee Roasting in Danville, and I am thrilled to support the WGRC Radio Ministry. Basin Coffee serves the entire region by wholesaling roasted coffee to restaurants, coffee shops, and churches, offering community fundraisers and private label coffee for gifts, weddings, or resale at 570-764-2740. Online at HeBrewsTheBest.com from Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Dutton, Chris, in the first, it's Jersey Shore 3 and Shamokin nothing. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate that. Of course, there are some games not able to happen tonight due to COVID, but there will be a scoreboard to keep you informed of. John just mentioned that one from Jersey Shore. Other games taking place, Sealands Grove at Milton, of course, Midwest at Montoursville tonight. And here our matchup, it's Mifflinburg hosting Danville. Mifflinburg with the football now, their best field position coming out to the 35-yard line on the kickoff return is Andrew Deal. So Mifflinburg getting a little bit better return, and it's their best field position so far.
Yeah, Andrew Deal really setting them up nicely. Like you said, the best field position that they've had so far. And, you know, they need to capitalize on it. They could really use a score here.
So Mifflinburg here on the 35-yard line, trailing by 3 touchdowns, still just midway through the first quarter here tonight. High school football action on WGRC. And next week, we'll actually have the Midwest at Danville game as we'll head to Ironman Country for week number 2. Still a lot to go here in this opening week. Beautiful night for high school football here in Pennsylvania's heartland. From the shotgun, it's Wrights. Going to be a handoff this time. Bigger back, going to take the carry and going to be dropped for about 3 yards in the backfield as I believe that was Darup that got the carry there, and just not an inch of space as Danville had the big push up front.
No, Mifflinburg's line is struggling here at times to be able to slow Danville down. They have a couple good plays, and they're able to hold them when the quarterback drops back, but those run plays, they're struggling to slow them down a little bit.
Well, and of course, if there's no threat of the passing game with 2 interceptions on 2 passes so far, it's going to just have Danville primed to be playing run. We'll see how it plays out here. Second down and 13. 2 receivers to this near sideline, and Wrights is going to roll this way. He's going to throw, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete right about the 38-yard line. I do want to mention there was a complete pass earlier that Wrights did have for about a 9-yard gain, so 1 for 3, now 1 for 4 in the passing game.
Yeah, you know, and as a quarterback, you know, having those completions really builds your confidence. You know, credit to Mifflinburg coaches. They're not panicking here. They're really trying to coach them up and encourage all their players, so that's a testament to their program.
It's third down now and 13 with Mifflinburg on their own 32-yard line.
Also wanted to say, when you said about Midwest, welcome them to the Heartland Athletic Conference for the first time this year.
Absolutely, and amazing the strides here in a very young program there at Midwest, and we'll have them a couple times in our football season tonight. Wrights airing it out, going deep. Receiver has a step, and it's going to be caught at the 36-yard line. Nice passing catch, and the defender there stumbled just a bit. Zimmerman was in coverage, but great job hanging with it. Colin Miller, we mentioned, he's kind of the guy you look to maybe for that big play potential in the passing game, and there it's a big one for Mifflinburg.
Yeah, I mean, he floated it up pretty hard, and the receiver was not anticipating it was going to get it, and defender fell down, and those are plays you capitalize. They're finally across the 50, and they're driving for the end zone.
All right, and in a few moments, we're going to check in here with Terry Burke and find out what is happening in another matchup tonight. But first of all, let's get this play in from Mifflinburg on the Danville 36. Wright's back to throw, looking, running out of time, airs it out. It's going to be incomplete. Kind of had to throw that one away. It'll be second down and 10. Our score here, it's Danville 21, Mifflinburg nothing. Let's head over to Warrior Run Country, where the defenders are entertaining Muncie tonight. Terry, what's the latest?
Well, we are at 2:45 to go in the first quarter here, and so far the Muncie Indians are not being very hospitable guests. They are ahead 13-0. The last score coming on a 71-yard hookup. Number 9, Chase Crawley, got behind the defense. Quarterback Branson Iyer hit him in stride, shed a tackle, and he was in PAT no good. Again, the score here 13-0. The Muncie Indians lead the Warrior Run defenders. Warrior Run is driving now with a 4th and 2 inside the Muncie 30.
All right, thanks, Terry. Appreciate that update here. We just had a second down pass play that was caught. It was a reception for Mifflinburg, but I see a penalty flag down on that play.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's going to be a horse collar. I saw Danville motioning to the inside of his shoulder, saying that he got him at the shoulder. But let's see what they call here. I know Jacob Wright's took one big shot there.
And once again, it was a connection with Wright's finding Miller here on the near sideline. And this is impressive to see. You know, you got two seniors here who are, you know, going to be really dependent upon through this season to be some anchors on this offense. And when you have a tough start, to see guys like that and the rest of the offensive unit bear down and let's get this drive, one drive at a time. That's how you turn games around, one play at a time, one drive at a time. And right now, this drive with that penalty yardage is going to have them down on the Danville 24.
Yeah, had a face mask there on Danville, so certainly helping Mifflinburg's confidence here just move a little further toward that end zone.
So a couple of big plays in the passing game, one receiver to each side right now, and Wright's going to hand this one off, and it's going to be deal, nothing doing. He's going to be stacked up and dropped for a bit of a loss.
Yep,
and here comes a penalty flag for a little bit of a late hit shove there from, I think it was Stauffer, perhaps, that kind of got in there a little bit later after the whistle. And again, Mifflinburg's going to benefit from that.
Yeah, that's just a discipline issue. I mean, Stauffer just came up, I mean, after he was wrapped up and just gave him an extra shove. Coach wants to talk him up and say, hey, listen, you know, let's not be doing this here. So certainly good for Mifflinburg. Keep moving down the field. They'll take any yards they can get.
Absolutely. 3:56 to play here in this first quarter. Gorgeous night. Absolutely beautiful vantage point here. I know other fields, some beautiful images, no doubt, from opening night. But Mifflinburg, it is a great setting for some football. Again, light attendance everywhere throughout the region. But we trust you're able to enjoy the broadcast here on the radio. I know some of the different venues doing some live streaming for individuals to just take part in whatever ways they can. And we're glad to have this action for you. It's right now Danville 21, Mifflinburg nothing. Right now Mifflinburg is on the Danville 12-yard line looking to try and capitalize here on some pass completions and some Danville penalties. Wright's from the gun. Rolls to his right. Now runs out of time. Fires, throws into some coverage. It's going to be picked off by Danville. Not what Coach Mifflinburg's Jason Dressler would have wanted to have seen there. Instead, you got to get rid of the football somewhere where there's not going to be a guy in orange and white. And Danville is going to have the interception, get the football back deep in their own end.
Yeah, again, just trying to force it into almost quadruple coverage there. I don't know if he was expecting his receiver to come back on a hook, but certainly not there, and Danville able to capitalize.
And kind of throwing off his back foot, didn't have as much on that football if he was going to try and throw it away as Wrights would have liked to have had. So now 3:28. So Danville is back on their own 3-yard line, so
good opportunity for Mifflinburg's defense.
Try and make something happen here. The Ironmen coming up again. They're spreading it out. Handoff up the middle, and Mifflinburg is able to stack this one up right about the 4, maybe 5-yard line. We'll check on the spot here. Of course, everything is spread out more, as you would imagine. Maybe you've been following this as the sidelines kind of extending things out, although I'm kind of seeing a clustering of players pretty much as you might normally expect it. Just able to move a little bit more up and down the sidelines. But light attendants are seeing the distancing within the crowd and so forth. And we've got a beautiful night to have an outdoor vantage point here. And we're glad for the opportunity to broadcast this one outdoors without the rain, which is good. So 2:49 right now in this first quarter. Danville picked up 1 yard there. It's going to be second down and 9 from the Danville 4-yard line. Play clock's at 3, running out of time. KJ Riley just does get the snap before the clock hits 0. Airs it out, going deep, looking Carson Persing, and just overthrows him by about 3 or 4 yards. And Persing, of course, with the big speed there, but even he couldn't run that one down.
I tell you what, I thought KJ was going to tuck it and go. He had a wide open center of the field there. He could have taken off, but decided to throw it there. Third and 9 here for Danville. Mifflinburg looking for a big stop.
Yeah, Mifflinburg needing to try and get some good field position and force a punt in this scenario. So third down and 9 coming up for the Ironmen. Leading already 21-0. Here are High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. Coming up to the line of scrimmage. Spread out for his Dressler here to the near side. Persing is all the way out on the far side of the field. Rolling right on Persing's side is going to be, and he's got a catch, and it's going to be a first down. Actually, Persing was in more of that slot position there, and he catches it near the far sideline, did a little curl out that way, and it's going to be enough for a first down. So a nice pass connection there between Riley and Carson Persing.
Yeah, just able to expose the outside. And when you look back to some of their earlier scoring plays, that's where they've been gaining the most yardage, just getting the ball to the outside, letting their receivers do the work for them.
So now first down and 10 coming up for the Ironmen from the 17-yard line. Two receivers to each side. Stauffer's in the backfield. K.J. Riley hands it off to Stauffer, and he's going to be stacked up at the line. And again, we're seeing the work there of, in that case, it was Troy Dressler, the freshman who probably got in first. He had some help. I think brother Cade Dressler might have been in there as well. So the coach has both a senior and a freshman. He's pretty excited to know he's got an opportunity here to do some coaching with his sons and get this season started. And there he saw both of them making a nice play.
Yeah, they were set to play side by side there. You know, again, Mifflinburg doing very well with the run. Now they got to shift to try to anchor some of that passing game down.
All right, so coming up here now, second down and 10 for Danville. Two receivers to each side. Always watch for Persing. He's on the far side right now. This is going to be a quick out near sidelines, caught by Ian Persing. He's to the 30, 35-yard line, and he's going to be driven out of bounds there as Dressler coming over to make the hit. And that would be Cade Dressler that kind of finished off the play. So another first down coming up after that pass connection between Riley and Ian Persing.
Yeah, almost repeat. I mean, exposing that left side again, getting more yardage to the outside on the passing game, and Mifflinburg looking for answers here on this near side.
So now first down and 10. We've got 1:13 left to play in this first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight, the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. K.J. Riley, the senior quarterback, already reaching earlier his 5,000 career passing yard mark. Congratulations to him. Fires for another one here and tipped and almost picked off by Mifflinburg. It's going to fall incomplete as kind of zeroing in on that was Colin Miller, and he got a hand on it, kind of popped off his chest as well. Would have been a tough interception, but nearly making a play. So, again, it is going to be a... another down closer to a stop, but it's second down and 10 here now for Danville coming up.
Yeah, Colin got a little excited there. He went to take off and just didn't have the ball secure, but he was there and almost had the interception from Mifflinburg.
We're coming up on the end of the first quarter, and in a few moments we'll be hearing from Terry Burke as he is covering the Muncie Warrior run game tonight. It's going to be right now K.J. Riley rolling right. Pitch. And it's going to be Stauffer, and he gets to that far sideline. I think he may have gone out. We'll see whether or not he got the first down.
Looks like he's about maybe a yard or a half
Riley
yard.
Riley on the option, giving to Ty Stauffer.
And
John Garrett making the
44 seconds to go here. Let's just check on the mark, and then we'll check in with Terry Burke in a moment. It's actually going to be third and short. Let's find out if Danville's able to get this third down conversion. Big stop needed right now by Mifflinburg. Right now that ball is positioned just shy of the Danville 45-yard line. Danville right now in control at 21-0. Again, coming up on the close of the first quarter. And we've got a stoppage of play. It's actually going to be a timeout called by Danville with the timeout on the field. Let's find out from Terry Burke how are things looking at the end of one quarter of action between Muncie and Warrior Run.
Well, we are now 2 minutes in. Fast-moving play here. We are now 2 minutes into the second quarter here. Last time I joined you, Warrior Run had a fourth down inside, deep inside of Muncie territory. That got thwarted. And now, just now, another fourth down at the Muncie 40. That also just got thwarted. So we're still at 13-0, Muncie, 10:04 to go, second quarter.
Some of this action, some scores from that game, and John Callahan producing tonight. We'll have some scores from other areas throughout the Heartland Athletic Conference in District 4 as we love to bring you high school football action. And timeout on the field here as Danville talking about it. They've got this big third down and one, and we've got 41 seconds left in our first quarter. Chris, a big moment here for Danville really to dig in and find a way to stop, you know, regardless of whether Danville goes ground or air on this particular one, they really need to stop here.
Yeah, I'm assuming to look for K.J. Riley to maybe take it himself and just pick up that first down to reset and regroup. But they're going to spread him out here, and Mifflinburg's just got to be watching that center line to make sure that they fill all those gaps.
Yeah, we've been seeing spread all night. There is actually eye formation in the backfield here, so more of a running formation with Riley coming up under center. He's going to throw, though. It's going to be Carson Persing right through his fingertips, but it was a backwards pass. If it was, it's a first down because he picks it up, and he gets to the 47. I think he'll have it by a yard. So had that been a forwards pass, it would have been it would have been an incompletion. However, alert play by Persing picking it up, and he's got that first down. So first and 10 coming up here for Danville. They do maintain the drive.
Yeah, that receiver is very fortunate. Heads up play there just to pick it up and try to salvage what he could. Looked a little confusing, but as you said, with the backward pass, that's how they were able to convert.
So first down in 10 now. Danville on the 46, their own 46-yard line. Inside of 10 seconds to go. There's 3 seconds on the play clock. Riley gets the snap, drops back. Going to scramble a little bit to his right. Buys some time, throws, and it's going to be, is it trapped or caught by Persing? Waiting to see. Mifflinburg saying incomplete. Of course, Danville thinks it's complete. Waiting to see what the guys in white and black, whether they agree. They may want to talk about it, or they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. So we are at the end of the first quarter. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with second quarter action coming up. It's Danville 21, Mifflinburg nothing. High school football on WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453 on the web at freelandsharley.com.
Don and Chris, early in the second, it's Sealands Grove 7 and Milton nothing, Central Columbia 7 and Lewisburg nothing, also in the second, and Montoursville leading Midwest 14-0 in the second. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, it's very interesting here this first week, some of these matchups, and again, all the Heartland Athletic Conference looking to get their games in early, so a big shuffling with scheduling just a few weeks ago, trying to make some of these games happen and ensure that conference, they can try and figure out who champions are if the season allows at least the first 5 weeks to kind of play out as they're hoping. So we're getting a lot of these matchups in, and a lot of eyes on Central and Lewisburg tonight, two teams that could be thought of as being some front runners for this particular season. So early going, of course, and here tonight we've got an impressive start for Danville, and they now have a second down and 10 as we start the second quarter. Danville leads Mifflinburg 21-0, and they have the ball right now on their own 46-yard line. Back to throw, Riley finds Carson Persing on the Mifflinburg 49, sidesteps a would-be tackler, and now squirts across the 45. He's down at the 44, and that is going to be right about just shy, it looks like,
Andrew
in the first Deal down.
Making the tackle for the catch.
Yeah, they're
no, it's going to be just enough for the first down. He's right at the marker there, and they're going to say first down here for Danville.
They're picking on Carter Breed over here. This is probably about the fourth or fifth time that they've gone his way and were able to pick some big yardage up there. So, again, their main bulk of their yardage is coming to the outside on passing plays.
Danville's first three touchdown drives were really quick-hitting ones. This is more of a grind-it-down-the-field type of drive. They started this on their own 3-yard line. Riley back to throw, fires. It's going to be caught, and this time it's Dressler on the near sideline. He gets by a tackler. He's to the 20, 10, 5, and into the end zone. It is a touchdown. Jagger Dressler, the senior, takes it 44 yards for a score.
Yeah, again, just getting that outside pass, and Mifflinburg just not able to wrap up and bring him down. Danville's receivers are quick. This is just a heart wrencher for Mifflinburg right now.
Three touchdown passes, one to Carson Persing, one to Ian Persing, and one now to Jagger Dressler. The other touchdown was a K.J. Riley 10-yard run. So they're doing it in all manners here, everyone contributing. 11-13 to go in the first half. It's now 27-0, and the extra point is up, and it is through. So now 28-0, Danville with the lead. We'll be back with more second quarter action coming up here on WGRC's High School Football Game of the Week.
C.
Supporting the WGRC ministry is Better Business Solutions of Danville. Better Business Solutions provides sales and certified service of personal computers and the software that makes them function. Offering support for both the home or business user, Better Business Solutions is located on the web at werbbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Don and Chris, late in the second, it's Central Mountain 7 and Shikellamy nothing. And Jersey Shore now leading Shamokin 16-0 in the second. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. And he mentioned the Shikellamy game with Central Mountain and Jim Kaiser, former coach for Danville. It'll be his first season, so his first night there tonight for the Shikellamy Braves. Kind of interesting to see how that fit works out as well. So a lot of newness, of course, with a brand new season. Kickoff going to be received by Andrew Deal inside the 10. He's across the 20, 25, 30. He's got a nice return. 35, 40. Deal to the 45 and brought down at the 48-yard line as the tackle made by Zimmerman. And Deal, again, we mentioned the big play potential. Last year he had an interception return for a touchdown, also had a punt return for a touchdown, and here nearly broke a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah, his speed was on display there. If he could have turned one more corner, I think he would have taken it all the way, but he's definitely providing them a spark on these returns that they need. Now they just need the rest of their offense to buckle down and give them an extra hand.
So now under center is going to be Wrights. I formation, one receiver to each side. Handoff, second back, and it's going to be straight up the middle. And this time, Mifflinburg able to get some good yardage on the ground and with the carry.
Handoff going to Tyler Fultz.
You know, it's Fultz that time, the senior, able to get 8 yards for a second down and two scenario coming up.
It may sound trite, but when I look at that play, Mifflinburg did everything correct fundamentally. You know, they were able pick up about 8 yards there, but their line held up. They were able to expose some holes, and that's what they need, just consistency.
Well, and so they're going to kind of stick with this I formation here. Again, one receiver to each side, two in the backfield there in the I with Wrights under center. Now one receiver in motion coming near side and a bobbled handoff, but somehow gathering in. Fultz did a good job not losing that football. It seemed a little high maybe placement on his right on his chest there for that one, but he was able to bring that in.
And
it's going to be real close to a first down. It's going to be third and very short coming up.
He was able to pick up an extra yard reaching out there at the end of the play. But, yeah, quarterback exchange there just was a little bulky there, a little high, and, you know, probably slowed down his momentum.
Yeah, Fultz is at 5'6", so it's almost like you were handing it to a back who might be a little closer to 5'11 or so, just a few inches higher. But they did a good job of reeling that one in. Same formation here from the eye. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, and I think it's going to be enough. Big surge gets to the 40-yard line, and great. Jacob Wright's wanting to get every inch of territory he can get, and I don't blame him. It's a 40-yard line right now. Mifflinburg's got a first down and 10.
Great push by Mifflinburg's line there to give him the extra yardage. Credit to Wright's there for keeping his legs moving. And, you know, this is what you need, you know, slowly building. It's like a snowball, you know, rolls down the hill, gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
We've got a first down and 10 here for the Wildcats. I had this, do you want to build a snowman in my head? I'm trying to get it out right now. Yeah, we've got a handoff. This is going to be to Deal. Deal in the middle there, maybe gets about a half a yard. Nothing more than that for the sophomore.
It's a cool breeze, but it's far from frozen.
No, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous night here tonight in Mifflinburg. Again, it's a later start to the season, as we all know, but September's kind of kept that warmth factor in play, so it's not all that different from what you'd expect on an opening night for high school football. 8:40 to play in this first half. It is Danville 28, Mifflinburg nothing. And coming up, we've got a special halftime featured interview for you. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. Back to the shotgun now for Wrights. Got one carrier to his running back to his left. Instead, he's going to go down the field. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be incomplete. He was trying to find Lucas Whitaker, the big sophomore tight end. It falls incomplete. A little contact there in the backfield, but it's going to be third down now and 10 coming up here for the Wildcats. So here's your trivia question. If you're very familiar with Danville football, all right, so now as you listen to this broadcast, if you know Danville football real well and you maybe would know who a captain was on the 1980 Ironman. That's who we're going to be talking to at the half.
Don, no offense, but I wasn't even born in 1980.
Well, I was 8. So, but we will we'll reveal a little bit more as we get closer to halftime. There's a timeout on the field. We're going to take a 30-second break. Coming back with more second quarter action in a moment on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
This is Bob Schoen of the Blaze Alexander Ford team in Lewisburg, PA, and we're proud to be supporting WGRC.
Blaze Alexander Ford offers a full line of new Ford cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Pre-owned vehicles are available, and a listing of new and pre-owned vehicles is available online at blazealexander.com. Located along Route 45 just west of Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford Sales and Service is available at 888-551-7061.
Get fired up. The Regional High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Big third down here for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. It's third down and 10. They have the ball on the Danville 40-yard line, and right now Mifflinburg looking desperately for points as they trail 28-0. I'm Don Castelline. Chris Miller here from Mifflinburg High School. In motion, one player back to throw, rights, coming near sideline, and he overthrows Deal, who was in very tight coverage as Ian Persing had him step for step.
Yeah, I mean, he's quick, but I think Jacob led him a little bit there too far, and just was not able to make that completion.
Yeah, Ian Persing stride for stride with him, and Ian Persing's got him by a couple inches too, so it didn't leave much angle there for Wrights to try and get the ball. And already three interceptions from Wrights tonight. I'm sure he's not wanting to underthrow that one and risk an interception again. So it's going to be a turnover on downs, 4th and 10. Punting unit is out. Miller set to do that for Mifflinburg. Back deep is Persing for Danville. End-over-end kick. Going to hit right about the 10-yard line. Looking to just kind of pinch it down in there, and well done as they kind of place it away from Persing. And Danville's going to have it just inside their 10. And, you know, that was the goal, I'm sure, there, was just to try and keep it away from being returnable by Persing and just try and best way to slow the Ironmen down is to make them have to drive the field.
Yeah, and you know, and trying to pin them deep and trying to send some of your backers through there to hopefully back them up more and push for safety. But obviously, the deeper you can pin them, the better off for your defense.
So this will be on the 9-yard line is where Danville's going to have it, first down and 10. Again, the big 4-touchdown lead already here. So if you've been thinking about that interview with the Danville captain from 1980, I'm talking about Bill Morrow. He is also an area representative at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He has educational programming for you tonight. Handoff for Danville, left side of the line, across the 10 to the 15-yard line. We'll see if he actually put him just shy of the 15, maybe about the 14-yard line. Still a good gain of about 5 there for Danville on first down.
Bill Morrow is such a modest man, I would have never known that. I see him every week at church and just would have never known.
You don't just walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Bill. I'm the captain from the 1980 Danville team," because he knows you weren't even born then.
Exactly.
He knows how to handle those kind of situations. In all seriousness, we're going to find out about some of the work he's involved in with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He's been involved in coaching in the area for a while. And so we'll have that conversation about both athletics and really what this summer has been like from a ministry perspective, of course, some challenges related to that. So we'll dive into some of those things coming up with our special halftime feature interview here tonight on WGRC.
Looks like we got some laundry here on the field. Looks like offsides against Mifflinburg.
So the last thing the Wildcats want to do, and they really haven't been flagged. That might be their first flag against them here tonight. So it's been a clean game tonight. But, of course, the last thing you want to do is give Danville any free real estate here tonight. But they did in that particular scenario. So second and short now, second and a yard. I formation as Danville gets into more of a running formation for them. They still have three receivers spread out, two to the near side. Handoff, nope, fake. K.J. Riley back to throw, airs it out. Carson Persing turns and gets the football at the 46-yard line, and it's going to be a big first down for Danville. Pretty good coverage that time by Darup, but Darup just couldn't get himself turned around to find the football.
No, he was kind of not looking back for the ball and just stuck his hands up and was hoping he knocked it down. But if he could have guys had it around, I think he might have gotten an interception.
Yeah, Persing had him by a couple steps. However, in trying to catch that loose that real estate up. The ball was a little underthrown. He missed out on the opportunity to make the play. So here we have first down and 10. In a moment, we're going to be getting an update on that Muncie Warrior run game, so hang in for that. It's on the way in just a moment. Trips far side for Danville. One receiver near side. That's Dressler. K.J. Riley takes the snap. Back to throw. He's got lots of time. Airs it out. Overthrown as he sends that one through the hands of Persing. Not able to be picked off by Mifflinburg. It falls incomplete. Second down and 10 coming up. So let's head on out to Warrior Run. Let's see what Terry's got for us. An update between Muncie and the Defenders.
And we are approaching the three-minute mark of the first half. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. And Muncie, again, on the scoreboard. They now lead it 20-0. Latest drive, 5 plays, 49 yards, capped by Paul Pepper on an 8-yard touchdown run. PAT is good. Again, 20-0 Muncie, just under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
All right, thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. And that's a matchup that until Wednesday was not even anticipated as Muncie, the late replacement there for Loyal Sock. But right now, Warrior Run struggling on their home field. Left side carry for Danville, and that time it's going to be Ty Stauffer, the sophomore running back across midfield, and he's to the Mifflinburg 46-yard line. And it's going to be a third down and short now coming up for the Iron. Well, it looks like about a good 2 yards they need here for this first down.
They're really keen on that left side. Mifflinburg really struggling to shore up that left side no matter whether it's passing or running. They're just really exposing that left side tonight.
Trips near side for Riley. He's in the shotgun. He's got Stauffer behind him in the backfield. And off to the left would be Dressler. Let's see if they go to the air on third and two or if they keep it on the ground. They've been in the air most of the night tonight. K.J. Riley fires, caught by Carson Persing at the 40-yard line. And, you know, when you see the number of throws, and some have definitely been stretching the field, but in some ways it's almost an extended running game by some quick hitters, you know. And Riley's got the arm to get it there and let his guys, whether it's Ian or Carson Persing or Dressler, let these guys run in some space.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not about overthinking. It's just about getting the ball in the hands of your athletes and letting them make plays for you.
So now it is Danville making another play with a first down and 10 on the Mifflinburg 40-yard line. We've got 5:10 to play here in this first half. Similar formation, but putting Trips on the far side of the field this time. Danville's working left to right. K.J. Riley rolls out to his left, trying to get to the corner, and he does. He's inside the 40, 35. He's going to be close to a first down.
Riley on the keeper.
Was able to keep those feet in bounds, and a nice pickup once again by the quarterback.
Yeah, Mifflinburg was there, just didn't have the right angle. Looked like Danville was close to getting a block in the back, but I think he was able to get in front of his shoulder pads and not get the call.
Riley, didn't take long for K.J. Riley to hit his 5,000 career passing yard mark tonight, so a big milestone there. And last year ran for nearly 400 yards through the course of the season, and he's got some good runs already here tonight. So not just his arm, but his legs doing some damage as well. First down and 10, as they're going to say. He got that first down at the 30-yard line, just enough to move the chains. Handoff up the middle. This is Stauffer. Stauffer inside the 30. He's going to be to about the 28, maybe 27-yard line. It's going to be a second down and 8 coming up now for the Ironmen.
Yeah, and going back to KJ, I think they said he put on a little extra weight since last year, so that definitely helps him when he's in the run game and trying to take some of those hits, and he's just able to shed a lot of tacklers.
Clock moving at 4:26. Tonight's matchup again, Danville at Mifflinburg. And do you want to mention the cheerleaders are out tonight, the band is out tonight, and it is a limited, of course, crowd that's able to be here tonight, but glad to know the individuals who are here can be here. And we've got right now a carry, and this is going to be a little move to the inside, as that time it's Jagger Dressler with the carry. And he's got himself enough to move the chains. Another Danville first down. And this is a drive that, you know, we're really moving a good chunk of real estate as they started this one back on the 9-yard line. And Danville is 4-for-4, scoring on all their drives, I do believe, and this trying to make it 5-for-5 here in this first half.
Yeah, they don't really need to hurry here. They can just kind of take their time and dial up different plays. And, I mean, they're just at a nice, steady pace down the field.
3:37 to go in this first half. Four receivers, three of them near side. Riley looks to his left, though, where one receiver, a little stop, go into the end zone, and it's going to be tipped in incomplete. Nearly had Dressler there in the far corner of the end zone and had his hands on it, but also in there, I give credit for some good coverage as Carter Breed was complicating things back there for the Danville passing game.
Yeah, I mean, good coverage there, getting his head around and being able to see where the ball was coming in to break that up.
Second down and 10 now for the Ironmen on the Mifflinburg 17-yard line. 3:24 to play here in this first half.
Actually, I think that might have been Colin Miller, number one, on the far side. They're both back there. They both play that deep pretty
strong,
well.
strong safety there for Breed coming over to help out, but you're right, both of them over there assisting on the coverage. Well, there is going to be a timeout by Mifflinburg. We will take a timeout as well, and we'll see how this second down fares in a moment. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week. It's Danville 28, Mifflinburg nothing on WGRC.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders and Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structure remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. Their telephone number is 570-551-6711. On Facebook at CR Builders and Sons, LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Salt and Light Media Ministries.
Listener supported 91.3 WGRC Lewisburg.
90.9 WJRC Lewistown.
90.7 WCRG Williamsport.
91.9 WZRG Copemont.
Listen on your Amazon Alexa
and Google Home device.
And here tonight, the High School Football Game of the Week, week one of the high school football season. We are glad to have you joining us. We have got a score right now, Danville 28, Mifflinburg nothing. Wildcats hosting the Ironmen here tonight for this opener. Next week, we're going to have Midwest at Danville. So we'll be on the road, various venues throughout the region. You can always stay up to date, and there's nothing to say that the schedule couldn't change because it has to change, but we've got our schedule updated for you at WGRC.com. Just look for the high school football page. Second down and 10. K.J. Riley throws across the middle. He's got Ian Persing, and he's going to dance into the end zone. Missed tackle there by Breed. Breed just didn't have much of a shot at getting him at the ankles, but Ian Persing able to score from 17 yards out. It is now a 34-0 lead by the Danville Ironmen.
Yeah, you know, this is the kind of game for Mifflinburg. It's going to be a strong learning experience. They have Lewisburg next week on the road at Sealands Grove High School with all the changes this year. So that'll be an interesting change of venue there. But rivalry game coming up next week to try to get some things switched around.
Here's the extra point attempt by K.J. Riley. It is up, and it is good. 3:17 to go here in this first half. It's now Danville 35, Mifflinburg nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
WGRC is grateful for the support of Heritage Printing and Design, serving Central Pennsylvania from their offices at 229 East Chestnut Street in Mifflinburg. They provide commercial and personal printing services, including custom forms, banners, yard signs, and large format posters. They also offer graphic design, mailing, and printing delivery services, with hours weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to noon. 570-966-1120. Online at heritageprintingandprinter.com.
Don and Chris in the second is Sealands Grove 21 and Milton nothing. And Central Columbia increasing its lead over Lewisburg 14-0 there in the second. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate that update. Here, of course, it's Danville 35, Mifflinburg nothing, and high school football coverage. Of course, throughout the region, glad to bring you all the action. And here's the kickoff by K.J. Riley. It's caught by Deal. Inside the 15, he's to the 20, 25, and now to the 30-yard line, and that is where Mifflinburg will have it, first down and 10. So 3:13 to go, and Mifflinburg looking to try and break through with some points here before the close of the first half. And, you know, just thinking about, we mentioned how every season brings newness because you're always going to have turnover and change and some of the names you're used to seeing scoring and setting, you know, big yardage numbers and things. You know, they move on to the next level and all that type of thing. Coaches in new spots. We've got a first year for Danville. Mike Brennan tonight, you know, making his debut. Jim Kaiser down at Shikellamy for Sealands Grove, new quarterback, Danny Shock, has gone to Georgia. Understand, yep. He had a good hot start down there in Georgia. But, you have that next guy you're going to work with. And looks like Sealands Grove's got the offense moving as they've got that three-touchdown lead that John mentioned against Milton here for week one. So, new faces all the time kind of adds to some of the excitement and challenge that comes along with high school football.
And I think, with the whole coronavirus and all that stuff, I sit here and I think tonight, some of these schools in some of these counties like Lewisburg and Mifflinburg, they have been restricted, by an extra week or two compared to what some of the schools like Danville, who are in different counties, were. You just wonder how much of that affected practice and just being able to get a lot of these fundamentals down before season starts.
We're in just a moment going to find out a little bit more about that Muncie Warrior run game, but right now let's see what happens. Second down and 13 for the Wildcats. They're spreading it out, and Wright's going to roll to his right, looks downfield. He's got some time as he's going to now keep it himself and maybe gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Let's see where they put this one down. It's not going to be much here. It's still going to be a third down and 10 coming up for the Wildcats.
Credit to Wrights, though. I mean, there were four defenders there, and he thought better of it. So it's better to not make much yardage than to turn that ball
third
over again.
Three interceptions in the first half here tonight. It's been costly, and of course Danville's been having that offense hum along with 5 for 5 on scoring drives, and some of them were very short field, but they had two where they drove the entire field. So they've been doing it in all different ways here tonight. So third down and 11. Here is Wrights from the shotgun. He's going to roll the opposite way now, coming near sideline. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be overthrown as he was trying to find that time Carter Breed. It's going to fall incomplete. Fourth down. Mifflinburg will punt. Let's go ahead and find out from Terry Burke what's happening. It's Muncie at Warrior Run. What's new there?
And we are just hitting into the half, and the score is now 20-7, Muncie leading Warrior Run. Warrior Run got on the scoreboard with just 12 seconds to go in the half. A 3-yard pass pickup from Nathan Michael to Colton Pennycoff for the touchdown. 3-8 is good. 20-7 at halftime here at Warrior Run.
All right, thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. So the Warrior Run defenders having a pretty strong season last year. They're looking trying to build on that, even though they've lost some personnel as well. And, so it's good to see they've gotten themselves on the scoreboard there against Muncie. Well, we've got a timeout on the field here. We will keep it here at Mifflinburg with 1:26 to go in this first half. The score is Danville 35, Mifflinburg nothing. And, again, high school football action right here on WGRC. And in a few minutes, as part of our halftime, and we'll remember that these halftimes are going to be a little bit shorter as they're not sending players back to locker rooms and things like that. So they're going to keep the players on the field and a little bit shorter break. But we will still have a halftime interview. Bill Morrow with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He's an area representative. We'll find out about some of the work that's taking place. Some of the challenges of the off season in the summer when you have adversity, or in this case a pandemic situation, ministry work is growing as well through high school and college athletics in the region. So that's coming up at halftime. Keep an ear out for that. Here is the kick, and I think maybe scuffing his foot right before kicking it was Miller kind of put his hands up to his helmet going, oh, I didn't want to do that there. And so it's
yeah, that's an incredible field position for Danville.
He was the ball was on the 29-yard line, and it looks like that's maybe going to be a net of about 13 yards or so. So this is going to be about the 42-yard line of Mifflinburg is where Danville is going to take over. So not a with 1:19, Danville, we know they can strike in a hurry, and here they don't really have to go all that far. In fact, they're going to put it right on the 40-yard line. So Danville's got some great field position. They've been just living on the Mifflinburg side of the field much of the night here.
I think Danville's looking to maybe put a dagger in it here if they can before the halftime. And
already we'll have a running clock scenario with a 35-0 lead as we get into the second half. And right now they've got a tight formation here, but it's going to be a pitch. Pitch is going to be to Stauffer, right side. He gets just a bit of the corner as he gets to the 38-yard line.
Stauffer makes his way out to the 40.
So we'll see if Danville into the hurries up or not here. They've got it on the 38. They will kind of go to a no huddle. And 1 minute to play in this first half, and Riley, they're going to spread it out again. They've got three receivers on that far side, and always watch Carson Persing. He's the middle of them over there. Dressler is here on the near side. So Riley from the shotgun, let's see where he goes with the football. Looks, fires, going to be caught, far sideline, and that is going to be a catch by Wynn. Hayden Wynn, the freshman, 6'2 out there, gives a good target, brings that in, and they've got weapons all over the place on the outside, and now it's going to be a first down for Danville. They've got the ball at the 23-yard line of Mifflinburg.
I love the passion of high school football. You can hear one of the Danville coaches screaming to hurry up, you know, as they're up by 35 points.
Yeah, we don't have to hear over the crowd noise here tonight. You can catch it for sure. Here's KJ Riley. Throws towards the end zone. Caught and leaning, but not.
Yep,
oh, he is in. Just
he's
making in. It in is Jagger Dressler. Another touchdown catch here for Danville. They are putting on an offensive show.
Yeah, doing it mostly by air tonight. Those outsides are really working with them, with the receivers able to expose the corners of Mifflinburg tonight heavily.
So for Dressler, that is touchdown catch number two. He's got two. Ian Persing has two. Carson Persing has one. And then there's the rushing touchdown by KJ Riley. So with 18 seconds to go, and again, that goes back to that punt that would have loved to have had a little extra real estate there for Mifflinburg, but they do surrender points here again before the half, and the extra point is up, and it is good. So heading to half in just a moment. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with the conclusion of the second half coming up here on the, or rather the second quarter coming up here on the High School Football Game of the Week. It's Danville 42, Mifflinburg nothing.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500 and at agents.allstate.com.
High school football action on WGRC.
Game of the week coverage here on WGRC. It's been all Danville tonight, 42-0, leading Mifflinburg in the kickoff with 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. They're just going to kind of squib it on the near side, and it's going to be just dropped on by one of the Mifflinburg players. In fact, that is going to be
Jacob Bingaman covering the kickoff.
Bingaman, indeed. It is on the covering the football up on that kickoff. So with 16 seconds to go, Mifflinburg no doubt looking just to kind of get into the half here.
Yeah, I can't imagine them trying to do anything too deep here. You know, but at this point, you're down 42 points. I mean,
Mifflinburg had a pair of
things up.
Yeah, they had two drives that had some momentum, had some steam going, and then they eventually fell a little bit short. So they've had some opportunity to move the football, just not been able to sustain it to put points on the board. Handoff up the middle, and this is going to be Andrew Deal with some positive yardage to about the 35, 36-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 8 yards or so here for Mifflinburg, and that'll be the final play here of the first half. And so our halftime score, it is Danville 42, Mifflinburg nothing. Again, coming up, we've got a special halftime featured interview with Bill Morrow, area representative of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll find out more about what's happening over Muncie and Warrior Run as Terry Burke is phoning in updates from there. And John Callahan, who is producing tonight. Of course, we will catch the scoreboard, which is not as long as normal because some games that aren't happening tonight, but we'll definitely check in on some of that other action. So we've got that coming up for you. Do keep it tuned here. The high school football coverage does continue week one, and our halftime score, it is Danville putting on a show, 42-0, leading Mifflinburg here on the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Jesus said in John 4:14, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and Recore Charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC, the halftime interview.
And tonight at the half, it's a delight to welcome Bill Morrow. He's an area representative for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, longtime volunteer with that organization, and more recently on staff. And Bill, it's great to be connecting with you once again. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. It's great to be with you for halftime of this game.
Yeah, so Fellowship of Christian Athletes, maybe some have heard the name but not super familiar with some of the work that's done. Tell us about, you know, the mission for the organization and what are some of those activities you're involved in.
Sure. Yeah, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was founded back in 1954. It was a dream of a young basketball coach to basically use athletes to promote the gospel message. At that time, athletes were being used to sell all kinds of products. You know, why couldn't we use their influence to try to communicate the good news to young people, to so many people that follow athletics so closely? And since that time, since the formation of FCA in 1954, the ministry has grown to a point where we actually have staff now in over 100 countries. And so, for example, this month, over 20,000 huddles or 20,000 small group Bible studies will be held across the world that are sponsored by FCA. And really what makes us unique is our mission. We are a sports-focused ministry. You know, our goal is to lead every coach and every athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. So our mission is clear, and our methods are clear. We try to engage, equip, and empower the coaches and athletes that we come in contact with and help them to not only know what the good news is, but then more importantly, become equipped and then to share it. And share it again through the platform of sports.
Now, you're serving right here in WGRC's listening region. And, of course, we love to cover high school football this time of year. What are some of those schools, that area that you're kind of serving through actively?
Sure. So right now we have formal ministry presence at Lewisburg High School. We've had a huddle there for 2 years. We've had a longtime huddle at Shikellamy High School. And there's a number of other coaches that are in the area that have talked to us about starting huddles, you know, specifically through football. Over in the Bloomsburg area, there's a huddle at Columbia County Christian School that's just kicked off. So again, we tried to work through coaches that want to basically engage their athletes. Let's say a football coach would engage his football players and then encourage them, hey, step out of the boat. You know, what would it take for you to lead a small group Bible study for our team? It's something you have to do. I can't do it as a coach. But how can I make space for that athlete and let a young person basically exercise their faith, again, through their sport?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give the understatement of the year, which is that 2020 has been a very unusual year for people and also for organizations, you know, including Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I know you guys have had to make a lot of adjustments, which might be seen as negatives for things that couldn't happen. But I know there's been some really neat opportunities, and we can find that God's still at work in so many different ways, despite, you know, the restrictions and everything that we've kind of experienced here this year. Maybe you can mention just some of the things that didn't happen, but where you're seeing God really even take this situation and turn it for good.
Yeah. No, that's a great question, and one that's actually really easy to answer. You know, probably like a lot of people involved in ministry, as things kind of shut down one after another in March, you know, my first inclination was, you know, what is ministry going to look like? And once everything was shut down, you know, with certainty comes the phrase, comes creativity. And the creativity for us really was, you know, using basically Zoom or using some sort of video conferencing to try to meet with our athletes. And what I found very quickly was, say on a per week basis, you know, I would have more athletes involved in our ministry once we were shut down than we were actually when we were in school, when we were in session. And that goes to colleges. We have a number of huddles that meet on local colleges, Bucknell, Penn College, Susquehanna, and Lycoming College, for instance. But these athletes now had time. And on top of it, they were hungry for fellowship. And so, again, when I looked at our numbers over the course of a week, more athletes were actually attending our huddle meetings via video conferencing than we were when we were on campus. And actually, the same thing held true for coaches. Again, think about our ministry. We minister to and through the coach. I try to, again, equip and engage and empower our coaches to reach their athletes. 99% of the time, the coaches want to do that. They just don't have time. And again, it might be an excuse, but they just don't have the time or make the time. But now that they're no longer actively coaching, many of them step forward and says, okay, you know, how can I use this time to really build myself professionally? But more importantly, how can I use this time to maybe step back, recalibrate? Why do I coach? That was a big thing we talked about in many of our coaches' huddle. What's our why? Usually it's win the next game. I mean, we're just struggling as coaches. you know, to prepare our teams for the next competition. But in this case, coaches had a chance to step back, reestablish their why, and try to figure out, okay, how am I going to engage my athletes, you know, first in their mind, but more importantly in their heart, and try to lead them, you know, as God calls us into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through my coaching.
Yeah, it's great to hear that because, you know, while many events couldn't happen that guys you normally would have done through the summer and things like that, to know that there's been that benefit. And that's a good application that we all have, you know, to why do we do what we do, whether it's in the workplace, in the family, what are we stressing? What is most important? So I appreciate you sharing that. And if people want to find out a little bit more about FCA and the work, what's a website? How can they find out a little bit more?
Yeah, that's if you want to reach us, you can go to our national website, which is simply www.fca.org. Simple enough, fca.org. From there, you'll find links to our local ministry and find out a little bit more about what we're doing here in the Upper Susquehanna Valley. But you'll also find a lot of resources that may help you as a parent, as an athlete, as a coach, and would be a great starting point. If you want to reach me personally, the best way to do that is just simply go to my email address, which would be my first initial, B as in boy, followed by my last name, MOROW@FCA.org.
All right, good stuff. Bill Morrow from Fellowship of Christian Athletes Working Hard in the Region. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Great. It's good to be here.
You've been listening to the Halftime Interview. Get set for the second half of tonight's game on WGRC's Football Friday.
Serving Columbia County and all of central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
Taking a look at our halftime scoreboard, it's Central Mountain 21 and Shikellamy nothing. They are actually at halftime. Some of these games not quite there yet. Sealands Grove 28 and Milton 6. They're still in the second. Central Columbia leading Lewisburg 21-0. They're at halftime. Jersey Shore 28 and Shamokin nothing in the second. It's Montoursville 35 and Midwest nothing. They are in the second. And as we've been hearing from Terry Burke throughout the evening, Muncie now at halftime with Warrior Run. Muncie leading that one 20-7. Now back to you, Don.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. And we will get a check-in from Terry in a little bit just to find out how they got to that 20-7 score. We'll right now let you know how we got to our score at the half, which is currently Danville 42, Mifflinburg nothing. And right now, of course, the band having a good opportunity to entertain those who have been able to gather here tonight at Wildcat Stadium. But the scoring got started very early. In fact, Danville is perfect when it comes to scoring drives, which, you know, it's just pretty incredible to think about the amount of yardage and real estate that they've covered already here tonight. And in fact, it didn't take long for a little bit of a special milestone for KJ Riley, the senior quarterback, one of the captains on the team, came in tonight needing 48 passing yards to reach 5,000 for his career. He's this is fourth year starting at quarterback, and he has hit that and far surpassed 5,000. He's already maybe on to the next big milestone. So the scoring got started early. It was actually a 35-yard touchdown pass as KJ found Carson Persing, 10-10 to go in the first quarter, and Danville had a 7-0 lead. Then an interception by Mifflinburg set up scoring drive number two. It was another pass play as KJ Riley found Ian Persing on a 23-yard touchdown run. That was with 7:30 left to go here in the first quarter. It was 14-0 Danville at that point. And actually, Mifflinburg had three consecutive drives with interceptions, setting up Danville points. Danville, their first three drives all starting well on the Mifflinburg side of the field. It was just a 21-yard drive, ended with a 10-yard touchdown run by quarterback K.J. Riley, and that gave Danville a 3-touchdown cushion with just over 6 minutes in the first quarter. Then, again, we get to the second quarter, and the scoring resumed once again. It was a touchdown pass of 44 yards to Jagger Dressler for Danville. Made it 28-0. And in the latter part of the second quarter, two more touchdown plays, and it was a long, there was a pair of really long drives for Danville. The one that I mentioned with Dressler getting the 44-yard touchdown, they started that on their own 3-yard line, so they drove that 97 yards. A little later, it was a 91-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 14-yard touchdown pass to Ian Persing, made it 35-0. And then some good field position right in that last minute, Chris, you know, led to a touchdown with 18 seconds to go as Dressler again was able to connect on a pass from Riley. So 42-0. So we have two touchdown throws as KJ found Ian Persing twice. He found Jagger Dressler twice. Carson Persing with the very first touchdown catch, and KJ ran for a score. So we've already got, you know, 5 touchdown throws for KJ and a touchdown run, and this 42-0 lead for the Danville Ironmen. So it's been an impressive start here for the senior quarterback, K.J. Riley. And, you know, they amassed a lot of yards last year. But, you know, and of course, you know, Mifflinburg's looking to replace a lot of personnel. They have more experience up front. So it's not been a lot of running up the middle, but it's been, you know, just finding a lot of big openings on the outside and deep down the field.
Yeah, I mean, when you think back to last year, they had DeGroat. You know, he was back in the secondary helping them out. Riley Stahl, you know, was another key factor back there. So Jason talked a little bit about that pregame. You know, they're looking to kind of fill some of the gaps. They have guys out, but obviously it's that transition period where you know, they're trying to find answers right now, and you know, they'll put the pieces together in the coming weeks. But obviously, just a hard way to start out here. And then you look at their schedule next week. Like we said, they got Lewisburg at Selins Grove, and then I believe they have Midwest, and then Central. So I mean, they've got a tough slate of games here. They need to try to get it figured out pretty quick.
And all those big Heartland Conference games all stacked up here in the early going. They want to try and get all these games in if they can in the conference play and find out their conference champs. All the district stuff is kind of up in the air. What would happen if they'll actually be playoffs? And it's too far down the road for anyone to really have any of that set. So focused right now to try and get the Heartland Conference games in. So our score right now, it's Danville 42, Mifflinburg nothing. Let's head to another venue. Of course, Terry Burke has been giving us some great updates through the first half, and I know they're at halftime and perhaps even starting the second half of the Muncie and Warrior run game. Terry, how are things progressing there?
Well, we are just underway in the second half here at Warrior Run. And hey, don't tell the Warrior Run band that there are only 250 people in this place. They had a fire baton twirler at the half, and I think hoping to light a spark under the defenders who trail this one to Muncie, 20-7. 20-7, Muncie. How we got here, a 17-yard touchdown run for the Indians by quarterback Branson Iyer. Later on in the first, he hooked up on a 71-yard touchdown pass to Chase Crawley. That made it 13-0 with the PAT being no good. Later in the second quarter, with 3:28 to go, it was Paul Pepper with an 8-yard touchdown run. That's part of a 5-headed running attack. That's right, 5 key running backs getting good carries for the Indians. So that made the score 20-0, Muncie. And then right before the half, 12 seconds to go for Warrior Run, Nathan Michael hit Colton Penikoff on a 2-yard touchdown pass, and the PAT there was good to make it 20-7, Muncie. So that's where we stand now, 20-7, Muncie, 9:14 to go, third quarter.
All right, thanks, Terry. Appreciate that recap. Sounds like some good action right now taking place there at Warrior Run Defender Stadium, and Muncie right now having the better of it. And we'll keep you up to date through the second half of how that game progresses. And we are at halftime here. Our score, it is Danville 42, Mifflinburg nothing. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more halftime in a moment on the opening week of the high school football season right here on WGRC.
My Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC's Football Friday.
A Football Friday. It is the opening week of the high school football season. I'm Don Castelline. Chris Miller is joining me as we have got to the matchup here. We'll continue to bring you the action. We still have about 3 minutes to go in this halftime, which is a little longer than I think was even anticipated. And, you know, it's one of those moments. I'll just say thank you to all who have been flexible, you know, when it comes to high school football, trying to, and I know there's been frustrations over different things, and but focusing on the flexibility and trying to make some things work. You know, we'll talk to coaches and they're like, I'm not really sure how they're handling that. It's going to be a little bit of a, you know, decision on a couple of different things. And so there's been a lot of flexibility. You know, we can thank our sponsors who have been very flexible with us as we've had some changing details. And I'm thankful to you guys as part of the announcing crew. You know, flexibility. It's just been one of those things working together. So just a universal thank you out there for all who've kind of looked to do that to make our broadcast possible, but then in a greater sense, even make the games possible in schools. I know they've done a lot of extra steps to try and allow these types of things to happen. So well done, you know, and we'll trust that that's able to continue to progress and be a positive thing here throughout the weeks ahead. Another thing to mention as well, tonight it is, and this whole day, September the 11th, and we think back 19 years. You know, and here we're at a high school football game. You mentioned earlier, Chris, that you remember you were in was it high school at that point, or were you in middle school?
Yep,
it was high school.
It was my senior year. Yeah. Sitting right in that building behind us. And it's when they say you'll never forget where you were, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, when you think about high school football, I think sports in general is one of those unifiers that seek to bring people together. So definitely, this was one of the things. Sports in general was the things that people were looking to after that to kind of galvanize the country and kind of bring community support together. So, yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 19 years, but something that will stick with us forever.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I know a lot of images have been recalled today and videos and just the stories of individuals who selflessly went to serve others. In fact, I work with a missions organization and had a, through Zoom, was able to connect with a class setting of individuals from post-Soviet countries who are attending a Bible school. And we talked a little bit about 9/11 and the significance of the day and the fact that people selflessly went to help others. You know, right. It was neat to see how that happened. Of course, tragic, the whole setting and backdrop of it. But while you saw the kind of the worst of what can happen amongst people, you saw some of the contrast to that, and it gives hope and things like that. So just as we, you know, have this 9/11, and I, as we're talking about this, I'm watching as the flag is flying there at half staff, and I know that's the case around the country. And we want to just pause and remember and say thank you to those who respond and serve in moments like that. And we think about our own communities, whether it's fire, police, emergency personnel. The list is a long one. We just want to thank you for the work that you do and that you're ready for when, you know, moments happen and we need you there. So just a thank you as we think about that here the significance of the events of September the 11th of 2001.
Yeah, and I think back to, you know, what someone said earlier, that it's all about the heart of the country, you know, and how we can be in moments like this.
Yeah. Well, let's take one more break, a 30-second break, and it looks like we're getting close for that second half kickoff. It is high school football action, as we do have it here opening night on a September the 11th. And we're thankful you're joining us on WGRC. We'll be back with the action in a moment. It's Danville 42, Mifflinburg nothing, here on WGRC.
Brad from Basin Coffee Roasting in Danville, and I am thrilled to support the WGRC Radio Ministry.
Basin Coffee serves the entire region by wholesaling roasted coffee to restaurants, coffee shops, and churches, offering community fundraisers and private label coffee for gifts, weddings, or resale. At 570-764-2740. Online at HebrewsTheBest.com from Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Football Friday. Regional high school football action on WGRC.
And the high school football game of the week tonight, we are in Mifflinburg as the Wildcats are entertaining the Danville Ironmen, although it's the Danville Ironmen that have the better of it on the scoreboard, 42-0, and we're still approaching the start of the third quarter. I'm Don Castelline. Chris Miller is with me, and coming up next week, we will follow the Ironmen to Danville. We'll actually be positioned there for their matchup against Midwest, the Midwest Mustangs, who've had their hands filled with Montoursville tonight. Another, you know, Montoursville's, while they, again, every team loses a few key guys, of course, it's just what happens in high school football every year. But they seem to reload pretty quick there at Montoursville. And we'll get a good look at Midwest, the Mustangs, next week when they come to Danville. So we'll be there. We'll have other matchups that will feature teams like Central Columbia. They've got a great squad here this year. I know they had a good lead already over Lewisburg. We'll get some more score updates through the second half. So, all of that said, you can follow our upcoming games by visiting WGRC.com. Just go to the high school football page, and we will keep you up to date right there of what could be an ever-changing situation. But we'll try and definitely lock in those games as much as possible as we head through the high school football season.
Yeah, and you look down the road and you think of some schools like Southern Columbia and Mount Carmel because of not playing tonight. In October, they're going to be playing three games in a seven-day stretch. So you think about packing in a season pretty quick. That's going to be a tough haul.
Yeah, they're going to play on a Tuesday. So they'll have a game on Friday, regularly scheduled, play that makeup on a Tuesday, and then turn around the following Friday. So to your point, three games, 7 days, that's just the kind of season we have happening here. So that's what's being discussed, and, you know, we'll see how things progress. There could be more changes along the way. I think that's one thing, again, back to the whole flexibility. That's where we're finding ourselves here. Well, Mifflinburg set to kick off to Danville. We are ready for the start of the third quarter now. 42-0 is the Danville lead, and Carson Persing fields it at the 15, bobbled it, but did a good job bringing it in. He's at the 30, 35, and at the 38-yard line. Good tackle there by Mentz, but Persing with the big return, so Danville will have it in good shape. First down and 10 on their own 38-yard line, and a reminder with the score at 42-0, there'll be a running clock here in this second half.
Yeah, I'm not seeing KJ out there, so Danville might be looking to slip some other players in through the roster, gain them some more experience, you know, for games down the road.
Well, KJ may have had two nights worth of stats one half there, with five touchdown passes, a running touchdown, and a lot of yards in that first half. Stauffer gets the carry left side. He's going to get across that 40. He gets to the 45-yard line. So that'll be a pickup of about seven for the Ironmen. So,
sound like they said Zach Gordon is in for quarterback for Danville now.
Yeah, he is a sophomore, and he'll get some reps in here tonight. And, you know, we certainly know how valuable the experience is for the kind of playing time that, you know, can be afforded in a situation like this, because, you know, you need to have guys, whether it's prepping for next year or prepping for next week, just to be ready when that time comes.
So yeah, Gordon's going to have that opportunity.
Never know. Yeah. So second down, actually, it's going to be a second down and four. Here's a handoff. It's going to be Stauffer. Stauffer cuts it back to the middle. He's got some room. Turn nothing into something, and a little more than that as he gets into the Mifflinburg side of the field inside the 40. And Mifflinburg started to stuff it pretty good to the outside. He cut it right back in through the middle, and it was a wise choice.
That was a beautiful cut by Stauffer. Nice misdirection. Was able to juke the defender and just bounce it to the outside for a mass chunk of yardage.
All right, in just a moment, we'll be getting an update from Warrior Run. Right now, we've got a first down and 10. Danville has it on the Mifflinburg 35-yard line. Coming up here for the Ironmen, first down and 10, leading 42-0. They've got receivers, two of them near side. It's Carson Persing and also Zimmerman here to the near side. handoff, though, up the middle, and this is going to be a pickup of maybe about 2 yards or so right up the middle, and that is with the carry, Mason Raup for Danville. So it'll be second down in about seven coming up. Let's head over to Warrior Run. Terry Burke's got the update. Muncie at Warrior Run tonight.
And 4:08 to go in the third quarter, and Muncie strikes again. It is now 26-7. They cap off an 11-play, 73-yard drive with a 4-yard touchdown carrier by Ethan Gush. The PAT was blocked. Again, the score 26-7, 4:08 to go, third quarter here at Warrior Run. The Muncie Indians on top.
All right, thanks, Terry. Appreciate that update. Well, it's a rollout pass here that's going to fall incomplete as Gordon was looking for, I believe he was trying to target Zimmerman there. It kind of falls a few yards in front of him. Incomplete. It's going to be third down coming up.
Yeah, great job there by Cade Dressler, putting the pressure on him, staying with him, just forcing him to get rid of the ball before he wanted to. And, you know, so kudos to him on that pressure.
Third down and seven now coming up for the Ironmen. Ball is on the Mifflinburg 32-yard line. 9:18 to play here in this third quarter. Opening night of the high school football season. One receiver each side. Pitch going to go Stauffer to the left. Tries to get inside that 30, and he does. Let's see if he is close to a first down. It's going to actually be fourth down. We'll see how close he is. Yeah, he's actually going to be about 2 yards shy. A little tough to see when he got to the sideline there, but it's a good 2 yards needed here for this first down. Fourth down coming up, so Mifflinburg looking for the stop. Might even be a little closer to 3 yards needed to move the chains.
Yeah, they're showing fourth and three on the scoreboard. And, you know, you're Danville. They're going to try to impose their will here.
Danville on the Mifflinburg 27-yard line. Again, Gordon in for Riley at quarterback after Riley had a sensational first half. Gordon's going to keep it himself. Right side, he gets the corner. He's going to have that first down and more. He's down the sidelines, almost tiptoed into the end zone, but he went out of bounds just inside the 5. Looks like they're going to mark him out right around the 4.
Yeah, and the corner from Mifflinburg, he broke a cardinal rule. He did not maintain outside contain. He broke inside and left that that wide outside wide open for Danville receiver to just make all sorts of gains. So you got to maintain outside contain and force everything back to the inside.
Yeah, we talked about the athleticism of Riley, of course, the strong arm, but also able to run the football. And we get a look here that Gordon definitely has the ability to run the football as well. Nice pickup there. It's going to be first down and goal from the 4-yard line. Danville knocking on the Mifflinburg door once again. Here's a handoff to Stauffer. He's going to be stopped and brought down, and that time it's going to be Ulrich and also Cade Dressler in on the stop. See if they might have lost a little real estate there. Let's see where they put this one down. Looks like he lost a yard. It's going to be a second down and goal from the 5-yard line. Maybe get the 6-yard line. So lost a 2 on that last play.
Mifflinburg's still fighting here. You know, they still have you know, their pride that they're trying to maintain here, and they're knifing through there and making good tackles.
Right now, Danville 6-for-6 on scoring drives. They want to make it 7-for-7. Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. Gordon pitches to Stauffer. Stauffer's got it. He's inside the 5. He's going towards the end zone. Did he get there?
No.
Not quite. He got most of what he needed, but going to be just a little shy of the end zone. Third down and goal coming up from the 1.
You know, for first year being back, you know, coaching in this area for quite some time, Coach Brennan, he's still got his foot on the accelerator. He's not quite pleased yet, so he wants to see all aspects of his team going into next week.
6:20 and counting as that clock keeps on moving. Again, Danville coming up, ball on the 1-yard line, third down and goal for the Ironmen. Broken eye for Gordon under center. Hands it off Stauffer. He's going to have that in the end zone. It is a touchdown Ironman. This is their second one via the ground.
Yeah, I mean, just imposing their will right up through the center there. Mifflinburg is not able to shut it down that time.
So a 1-yard touchdown run by Stauffer. And we've got touchdowns like by Carson Persing, Ian Persing, Jagger Dressler, KJ Riley, and now Stauffer in the mix as well.
Got an injury stoppage here. I'm waiting for a Danville player to clear off the sideline.
5:46 on the clock with that latest touchdown. Right now it's 48-0. Danville in control of this one against the Wildcats. Kickoff, or rather the extra point attempt, is up, and it is good. So with 5:46 to go in this third quarter, it's now Danville 49, Mifflinburg nothing. Back with more in a moment on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453 on the web at freelandsharley.com.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
And tonight, the High School Football Game of the Week, it is Danville putting on a show here at Mifflinburg, 49-0. They are 7-for-7 on scoring drives here tonight. All seven drives leading to touchdowns for Danville. So 5:46 to go, and kickoff right now is going to be a deep one. In fact, it's heading into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback.
And the end zone.
Riley, who isn't playing quarterback, not kicking as well, but let's hear it for Brady Hill, who really put a boot into that one. That was an impressive kickoff there, so Mifflinburg will start on their own 20.
Yeah, Mifflinburg, you know, back again, in this 20-30-yard bracket here, just really starting deep, needs to try to find something, galvanize something here.
So here come the Wildcats, looking to try and get some momentum on offense. They've had a couple of drives that stalled, but still no points to show for it. Wrights fakes the handoff. In fact, he does hand it off, and it's going to be not fooling Danville as on that right side. Looks like it's going to be a loss of, see if they lost maybe a yard
Deal
on this one. It does. It did go to sophomore Andrew Deal.
Yeah, he hesitated. I mean, he didn't put his foot in the ground and head up, and he thought he could bounce around back there, and by that point there was three defenders waiting for him.
So second down, they're going to say he got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's going to be second down and 10 from the 20-yard line as the Wildcats step up to the line of scrimmage once again. Three big offensive playmakers from a year ago. Mason Breed, of course, handled a lot of that ground attack last year. Riley Stahl was a big threat at wide receiver, and Gary DeGrota, the quarterback. They clicked really well. Had a solid season last year. Here comes the throw, and it's going to be intercepted.
They're going to say incomplete.
Incomplete. Okay, so the
it looked
pass
like
was,
it.
It was intended for Colin Miller. It was good coverage on that far sideline as Carson had his hands on it, went down to the turf, and maybe Miller was able to kind of keep him from securing that football. So incomplete.
Yeah, did you hear who was over there? Mr. Persing.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
When in doubt, it's, well, you can say Persing, and it's either, if it's not Carson, then it's a good likelihood it might be Ian anyway. So a third down and 10 right now for Mifflinburg. 4:01 showing on the clock here to go in this third quarter.
Third and 10 here. Mifflinburg's got to figure something out.
And we've got penalty flags coming out here as.
It's actually a timeout called by Coach
Jason Dressler. I'd like to talk about it here. This third down and 10 with 3:52 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. It's Danville 49, Mifflinburg nothing.
Supporting the WGRC ministry is Better Business Solutions of Danville. Better Business Solutions provides sales and certified service of personal computers and the software that makes them function. Offering support for both the home or business user, Better Business Solutions is located on the web at werbbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
All the game action. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
And here tonight, the action's been belonging to Danville. Danville with a 49-0 lead against the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Mifflinburg with the football, third down and 10 from their 20-yard line. They had called timeout. Jason Dressler wanting to talk with his team about it, make sure they've got the play that they want to execute properly, try and move the chains here and not give Danville a short field, as Danville has scored on all seven possessions that they've had here tonight. Third and 10. Here it comes. Wrights going to drop back to throw. Throw in it. Look in here, and it's going to be underthrown for Miller, and it's going to be intercepted by Danville right about the 34-yard line. And that is picked off by Zimmerman, as Brandon Zimmerman, the senior. And, you know, it's Zimmerman is it's his first time, I believe, playing varsity football. However, a lot of speed. He's a sprinter. Mm-hmm. So Zimmerman right there in pass coverage, right where he needed to be. And you'd almost think he was that season four-year starting veteran the way he played that one. So Zimmerman first in the right spot at the right time. And that's interception number four now by Wrights here tonight.
Yeah, from Mifflinburg, I mean, just, you know, two steps forward and three steps back, you know, just can't seem to get that passing game consistently going tonight.
So it's going to be Danville with another short field. They've had multiple drives deep in Mifflinburg territory to start, and this one they're going to begin on the Mifflinburg 31-yard line. First down and 10 coming up. Again, Gordon is a quarterback. He's going to pitch to a new back here, heading left side, trying to get that corner, and not much. Gordon, going to be for Jack Smiley, the junior, getting in his first carry of the night.
Carter Reed coming up there from Mifflinburg, making the stop, preventing an even bigger game there, gain to the outside there. So nice stop there by Carter Reed from Mifflinburg.
Second down and 9 now for the Ironmen. And, you know, it's I mentioned about Zimmerman as, you know, sprinter, but now coming out for the football team. And, you know, both teams have seen some, you know, some of the older guys coming out. I know Coach Dressler was glad he had a couple of seniors who hadn't played varsity football turning out for this season to help out, and he's glad, been pleased by what he's seen. So we've seen numerous examples of that type of thing happening both teams here.
Yeah, you know, and right now in a shortened season like this, you know, I think coaches are willing to work with anybody willing to make the commitment, knowing that they might run into some depth issues down the season. So, absolutely.
Yeah, one of the examples on Mifflinburg would be John Darup, the senior. It's his first year playing varsity. I think he played maybe youth leagues, but not in the last few years. So, neat to see some of that participation happening. So, third down and 9 after that second down play went nowhere for Danville. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a third and 2. They picked up 7. It's going to be third and 2 with 2:04 to go. Gordon going to his left, trying to look for some room, and he bounces it to the outside, sidesteps the tackler, and he's got the first down, drops the ball, and it goes forward, and Danville recovers.
Yeah, I mean, Mifflinburg's just not able to
Mifflinburg says they have it. I thought Danville was able to drop back on it, but no, it is going to be a turnover. Mifflinburg football. There's the first derailing of a Danville drive, as now it'll be 7 out of 8 on drives for touchdowns.
I think you'd still take those odds, though. Yeah, I mean, I saw the ball come free, but was not able to see from our vantage point that Mifflinburg was able to recover. So great job for a defense, and, you know, hopefully the offense will be able to build momentum off of it.
Yeah, we're thankful for a beautiful night here. You mentioned our vantage point, which is under the open sky here, and we're glad it's a dry night tonight. And
it's almost an eerie calm tonight. I mean, in a lot of ways, just a very peaceful, serene feeling for a Friday night football game.
Yeah, not a lot of high energy necessarily as far as numbers or anything like that here, but still good to be out, still good to have some high school athletics to be able to share with you here tonight. So first down carry, and that's going to be a carry here. Mifflinburg's, I believe. Just talked about John Darup a moment ago, the senior who's playing his first year varsity. That time had a good pickup of about 7 yards. It's going to be second down and 3 as Mifflinburg has it right now on, looks like that's right about their 21-yard line.
Yeah, still have most of their starters in there. Still trying to gain more game experience here and make something happen.
And for a handoff up the middle, and that, not sure if there's going to be a maybe just back to the line of scrimmage. Not sure if any yardage was picked up on that particular carry as Griffith that time with
stopped by Brandon Miller
for Mifflinburg. And so this is going to be about third down, right back at the line of scrimmage. So third down and about three, maybe four needed here for the Wildcats.
You know, we're neutral broadcast. We root for both teams. But, you know, man, right now you'd really like to see Mifflinburg just be able to get one score, just to be able to get something going here.
Well, got to have you want to have something to build on.
Right,
you
know,
you
exactly.
want to have some positives to look at because, you know, you don't know how long this football season is going to be.
Correct.
But you want to still just be setting in those moments you can build and work to the next thing. And handoff up the middle. Let's see if this first down is picked up, and it looks like it is going to be enough for a Mifflinburg first down. And Tyler Foltz, the senior, who's got some speed in the backfield, able to come away with first down yardage. In just a moment, we're going to be checking in with Kerry Burke, so hang in for that update in just a moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, now we're seeing Foltz tonight, one of several running backs by committee that Coach Dressler was talking about earlier tonight. So now you're seeing a little bit of everybody in there tonight.
All right, well, we have hit the end of the third quarter. Our score, it is Danville 49, Mifflinburg nothing here on the High School Football Game of the Week. And let's actually head to Warrior Run and let's find out what's happening. It's Muncie at Warrior Run tonight. Terry Burke with the check-in.
And we are at 10:25 to go in the third quarter. The Muncie Indians 26, Warrior Run Defenders 7. Muncie was just looking to tack onto that, had a first and goal just now. It was a fourth and goal at the 5 that got stopped. So with 10:25 to go in the third quarter, the score remains Muncie 26, Warrior Run 27.
All right, thanks, Terry. Appreciate the update there. And again, our score here, we are heading to the fourth quarter. We've got a running clock in the third quarter, so our game is jumping ahead of many of the other contests taking place tonight. And there's some contests that aren't happening at all. You know, originally that schedule had a Southern and Mount Carmel game tonight. That's not able to happen. That game that Terry's announcing, Muncie was a changed opponent middle of the week.
Yeah,
originally, they didn't have a
South Williamsport tonight, originally.
And that wasn't able to happen, and so it worked out that they were able to take Loyal Sox position in taking on Warrior Run. If you're not following all that, it's okay. Most of the people...
You're better off.
including those in sports journalism around the area are having a hard time keeping up with all the changes as they kind of unfolded here in the last week or two. But trying to make matchups happen, and credit athletic directors and leagues for kind of getting that Muncie Warrior Run game set here for this Friday night. Here we've got the start of our fourth quarter. It's going to be a handoff. Andrew Deal.
There he goes.
40-yard line, midfield, and down at the Danville 46-yard line. Almost broken and saving a touchdown was Zimmerman, the track sprinter that we mentioned there for Danville. He was the only thing that kept Andrew Deal from taking that all the way.
Yeah, and just watching... Number 86 here from Mifflinburg coming over limping, Lucas Whitaker.
Yeah.
Looks like it's just a cramp, so that's good. But yeah. Definitely when they sit in, they're painful.
Yeah, we'll trust that's all that's happening there, and that does be the appearance of as they look to stretch him out. So getting this fourth quarter started with a nice run, Andrew Deal, the sophomore running back. Covering some good real estate there, and he's actually out on this play as well. Handoff up the middle. Here's a gainer. And suddenly moving it on the ground is Mifflinburg and getting it to the Danville 30-yard line. So nice pickup that time. I believe that might have been Foltz with the carry.
It was. Number 19, yep.
Tyler Foltz.
Yeah, Mifflinburg finding some gaps there right through the center of that line and just picking up big chunks of yardage on these past two plays.
So now it is going to be a first down and 10 for Mifflinburg. Ball is positioned on the Danville 30-yard line. So one of the moments Mifflinburg is able to start to get close to red zone. Not quite there yet. Foltz this time now with a gain of about 2 right up the middle. Second down and 8.
Yeah, Foltz, he's a senior here. Talked about him a little bit ago. And so, you know, getting some more game time experience and, you know, possibly Coach Dressler looking at, you know, who he might be looking for next week to be one of the lead starters.
And we'll just mention that they've stretched out Lucas Whitaker. He's still a little ginger on the sidelines, but I'm seeing some smiles, and looks like he's getting himself soon ready for some more action. Here is going to be a handoff, and this is going to be back to Darup, the senior, able to go right side, and not a lot there. Let's see if he was able to pick up a yard or two. Not by that spot. It looks like it's going to be third down and either a long eight or a short nine. So you can choose whether you want to be an optimist on that or not. But
half four, half empty.
Yeah. So either way, we're looking at third and eight. We're going to go third and eight here, Mifflinburg, on the 28-yard line of Danville. 9:25 to play right now in this fourth quarter. It's been all Danville, 49-0 here tonight over the Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Got a little confusion here by Mifflinburg for the formation.
And sliding Breed now to the right side. It's Wrights in the shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff and roll left. He's looking for Miller. Nope. He comes back across the middle of the field, and he throws into some coverage. It's going to be Danville with the interception. Penalty flag comes out. So possibly interception number five, depending on the flag. Is that Zimmerman that has it once again?
Yeah, and Wrights creating another sin. You know, he threw back across his body. Yeah. You know, that's just a no-no.
And the penalty is against Mifflinburg. It's going to be declined. It will be Danville football. So another interception there by Jacob Wrights.
You know, I don't want to put all the pressure on a young quarterback, but at the same time, I think sometimes when you're in a game like this and you're down so far, you want to get one score. You try to force things and make things happen, and you know, when you get to watch the game film, you realize that those are easily correctable mistakes.
So things again, learning moments to play another day. 8:47 here remaining in this one. Danville with the football once again, first down and 10 from their 25-yard line, and Mifflinburg stuffs the run as nothing doing that time as, again, a lot of fresh faces in here for Danville, and that time I believe the carry might have been by Jack Gibson, freshman running back.
Yeah, Quentin Doan on the stop for Mifflinburg in there as well.
It's a loss of a yard there for Danville as lost 1 yard back on the 24-yard line.
You know, I was thinking back earlier when you were saying about all these changes this season. Kind of reminds me of that that poem, Who's on First, What's on Second? I always got that mixed up.
Still working to figure that one out. You still don't know who's where.
No, I literally thought, who is who?
Second down and 11. Shotgun. Throws, and it's going to be a wobbly pass off the hands of a Mifflinburg defender and...
Zach Mentz.
Yeah. Was thinking, if only I could have got my hands on that. There was no one. No one between him and the end zone. It would have been a difficult. He didn't have a lot of time to try and react to that one. Almost startled it. Caught him in the arm the way that it did. But it does hit the turf. Falls incomplete. It's now third down and 10 coming up here for Danville.
Yeah, that's two opportunities Mifflinburg had tonight. Carter Breed had one on the far side earlier that, you know, they were in positions to interceptions for touchdowns. But, you know, again... You do what you can with what you can.
Gordon getting some reps in at quarterback for Danville. KG Riley with a huge first half, 5 touchdown passes, a touchdown run, went over that 5,000 career passing yard mark. Here's Gordon rolling out. He's going to just keep it himself. He's to the 30, 32. He'll be shy of a first down. Does pick up some nice yardage on that Gordon little rollout.
And good job there by Mentz. He didn't get fooled. You know, he just he tracked the quarterback and you know, was able to keep him contained without letting him break free to the outside. So good job not over pursuing.
Fourth down coming up for Danville. Not something we've said too often here tonight. They are 7 of 8 on their drives as far as scoring touchdowns, leading this one 49-0. And right now, fourth down and 2, waiting to see exactly what Coach Brennan's planning here.
And for our listeners, I think most of the starters for Danville are out now, and they're on to their second string. So you know, just first string has done their night, and they're getting a rest right now.
And we've got a stoppage, and it looks like Danville is going to call a timeout. So as they take a timeout, we'll take a break as well. Our score was 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Danville 49, Mifflinburg nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
This is Bob Schoen of the Blaze Alexander Ford team in Lewisburg, PA, and we're proud to be supporting WGRC.
Blaze Alexander Ford offers a full line of new Ford cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Pre-owned vehicles are available, and a listing of new and pre-owned vehicles is available online at blazealexander.com. Located along Route 45, just west of Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford Sales and Service is available at 888-551-7061.
Don and Chris now in the 4th Central Mountain 26 and Shikellamy nothing. Now back to you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Again, that's the first game for the Shikellamy Braves with head coach Jim Kaiser leading the way. And I was just wondering how that game was going. And John somehow just knows what score I need when I need it. And so thanks, John. Appreciate those updates. He has been doing this for, we were just talking earlier, this is 14th season producing our football. We go back about 17 years of the high school football game of the week. I've been glad to be a part of it all the way through. And I guess after this long, John knows what score I need when I need it. So thank you for that.
It's like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together, you know?
My pleasure.
So here we all right, rolling out Gordon to his right, looking downfield, and is going to drop and hit the turf right in front of his intended target. Was trying to get that Gordon one to Hayden Wynn, the freshman wide receiver. It will be incomplete. So, you know, just opting to go for it on fourth down. You know, something Coach Brennan thought he could take a look at that play. And now Mifflinburg's going to have some good field position here. Short field to work with, see if they can get some points on the board. They still have 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, and they're going to have it right now on the Danville 32.
First and 10 Wildcats from the
John cursed me. 32. He said, my pleasure, and that automatically made me think of Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting so hungry.
Well, you have a little road trip ahead of you if that's...
That won't be tonight.
Yeah, kind of thought not. All right, here we go. It's going to be a handoff up the middle and a big back, and that's going to be Zach Mentz, the junior, up the middle. And, you know, he's got definitely some size to him. Zach Mentz, they list him at 5'11", 190, but
he looks a little taller.
They've had a growth spurt since then.
Yeah.
Second and three for the Cats.
So coming up here, it is, as you may have heard, second down and three with that ball placed about the 24-yard line of Danville. Low snap, goes right past Wrights. Wrights is going to have to go back and lay on it. And that's, you know, that's a good job by Wrights realizing that while he had to scramble back to his 36-yard line, resisting the temptation to try and scoop it and then make a play, you just got to, at that point, and it was only a matter of a second until Danville was going to you know, be right there to down him. So, you know, Wrights did the right thing right there. So it's going to be now third down and long. So it was a possibly promising opportunity for points, and now turning into not as optimistic a scenario with third and 16 now on the 36-yard line.
Yeah, 4:30 left on the clock. You'd like to see him get at least one here, build some momentum for next week.
And we've got some, well, we have a penalty flag also because we had some motion upfield by a receiver on the far side. I'm not sure if they're going to say the timeout was called first. Christian Oberheim was doing a little bit of movement there, but looks like he may have been saved by a timeout called by Coach Dressler. Well, let's take a timeout as well. 30-second break. Back with more fourth quarter action. It's Danville 49, Mifflinburg nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders and Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structure remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. Their telephone number is 570-551-6711. On Facebook at CR Builders and Sons, LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Salt and Light Media Ministries.
Listener supported 91.3 WGRC Lewisburg.
90.9 WJRC Lewistown.
90.7 WCRG Williamsport.
Wrights nearly taking it into the end zone. Big run from Jacob Wrights, the senior quarterback. Hits it down to the 6-yard line. He went left, cut it across the middle of the field. We saw some speed there from the quarterback. We knew he was a good runner, and there he showed that he could and nearly got that last corner for the end zone, but it's now first down at goal at the 6-yard line. So what was a third down and 16? Well, Wrights made it happen with his feet.
I'll give you an interesting tidbit after this play.
All right, so let's see if Mifflinburg is able to translate this into points. It's going to be a handoff, and this is going to be Mentz, and Mentz is avoiding a few tacklers, gets inside the five, trying to power his way down there. I don't think he's in, but he's close. He's maybe to about the 1 or 2 yard line. So he's knocking on the door along with Mifflinburg. And in a moment, we're going to check in with Terry Burke. So hang in for that update from Muncie Warrior Run. But right now, we've got Mifflinburg approaching what could be their first points of the 2020 high school football season.
Yeah, you were saying about rites of speed. Well, ironically, 19 years ago, his father was my track coach at Mifflinburg.
Yeah, so, about that.
I'm sure dad works along with some speed training.
There you go. Handoff right up the middle and not touched.
Touchdown.
What bit?
There we
is
go.
John Darrip. John Darrip with a 3-yard touchdown run has the Mifflinburg Wildcats on
John
the board here with 3:06 to go in the fourth quarter. So, Darrip there. 3-yard touchdown run. Congratulations to the senior in his first varsity game. Well, that will make it a little bit better there in order to know you got your first touchdown rush. And it came here with 3:06 to go. So Mifflinburg is on the board. Extra point attempt coming up from Gabe Stettler. And the hold is good. The kick is up. And it is through. So the Mifflinburg Wildcats now with their first touchdown. It's Danville 49, Mifflinburg 6. We have 3:06 to go in this one. Let's head over to Warrior Run Country as they are hosting Muncie, and Terry Burke is there with the update.
And we have 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter here. Muncie getting on the board yet again. A 7-yard touchdown run by Paul Pepper, his second of the game, to make it 32-7. The extra point was blocked again. So 32-7, Muncie leads with 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter.
Thanks, Terry. Do appreciate that. And we're getting in the home stretch of both of these games, and we'll be, of course, getting you those final scores from each of them. We'll also be hearing in just a little bit from head football coach Mike Brennan. It's a successful start for him at Danville. I'm sure he's pleased with the outcome. And Chris, you'll have an opportunity to chat with him in just a few minutes. So keep an ear out for that. It'll be part of our post-game coverage here from Mifflinburg.
Somehow, I just have this feeling that there's going to be plenty of things he's not happy with, even though he had a stellar performance by his team.
You've talked to a lot of coaches through the years.
It's ironic how that happens. It just, you know.
I think there'll be a smile in the midst of it for sure. He seems
behind the mask.
That's right. Well, here we've got first points up on the board for Mifflinburg. It's Danville's night, though, 49-7. Here's the kickoff from Stettler. And it's going to head towards the sideline, picked up by Danville on that far sideline to the 30, I believe, or maybe just shy of the 30-yard line. And Smiley will
stop by Aaron Hackenberg.
Smiley had the return, and it is going to be Danville football, and waiting to see on the placement for where they will have it, first down and 10. And there's 3:01 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Opening night of the high school football season. Again, a number of teams not able to play tonight. We've mentioned about the Southern Mount Carmel game that wasn't able to happen, but other schools not in action tonight. South Williamsport, Line Mountain. We'll trust that those teams are able to get their seasons underway sooner than later.
Just looking out to the field here, Mifflinburg has pulled bulk of their starters and have some underclassmen out there getting some time in with the last 2 minutes and 48 seconds here.
A little easier feeling to do that now that you got a few points on the board at least and can get some of that valuable experience. So 2:35, just a handoff from Danville. Not much yardage there. Maybe a pickup of one. Ball on the 25-yard line. Second down coming up for the Ironmen.
Looks like John Lenda's in there on the stop for Mifflinburg on that last play.
Do want to remind you that coming up next week, WGRC has high school football action from Danville High School. So we'll get another opportunity to see this high-octane offense with K.J. Riley and company. And they will have the Midwest Mustangs. Of course, they've had just a couple of seasons in the region. Neat to see that program growing. And we'll see how those two teams fare up next week. That'll be our high school football game of the week, so do join us for the coverage. And you can find out the entire schedule when you visit WGRC.com. Just look for the high school football page, and we will keep you updated right there. Another handoff for Danville, this time a little more productive. Looks like a gain of about 5, and that is going to leave a third down and 4 type scenario here for the Ironmen.
Looking to next week, you know, you're watching Danville tonight, they're fast. And then you think next week on that turf, how much faster they're going to look. So, yeah, you know, Midwest is going to have their hands full trying to corral them because I think they're going to fly twice as fast next week.
Midwest has had their hands full tonight playing at Montoursville, another one of those tough teams in the region. And, you know, it's a tough start to a schedule, but that's the way it's stacking up here. Of course, getting all those Heartland Conference games in early, and the road next week for Mifflinburg, not going to be much easier. They'll be traveling to Lewisburg, and then the following week here against Montoursville. So tough opening start to the season schedule-wise for Mifflinburg. But big tackle after not much of a gain that time for Jack Gibson.
Christian Oberheim from Mifflinburg on the stop.
So a good stop that time for the Wildcats. And we're inside of a minute to play right now in this fourth quarter. Our score, Danville 49, Mifflinburg 7. We're just 35 seconds away from making this one a final. Fourth down coming up here for the Ironmen. It looks like they're going to just be content to let that clock tick away, and indeed it does. In fact, I'm not sure they have to snap the football here. The play clock is not on. So it looks like we're just going to let this one head to zeros, and indeed it does, and the Danville Ironmen will head off the field, and that is the final play of the game. So Danville in the win column tonight, 49 to nothing, and a big first half with you know, a big halftime lead, and then all Danville once again here in the second half, and Mifflinburg finally able to break through with some points coming up to make it 49-7. Let's go ahead and take a break here, and coming up in a moment, we're going to check in on the scoreboard. We'll also get another update from Warrior Run as Terry Burke has that Muncie Warrior Run game, and we'll be hearing from the head football coach in the win column tonight, and that's Mike Brennan in his first game at the sidelines for the Danville Ironmen. So keep an ear out for that. It's on the way. High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
WGRC is grateful for the support of Heritage Printing and Design, serving Central Pennsylvania from their offices at 229 East Chestnut Street in Mifflinburg. They provide commercial and personal printing services, including custom forms, banners, yard signs, and large format posters. They also offer graphic design, mailing, and printing delivery services, with hours weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to noon. 570-966-1120. Online at heritageprinter.com.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance Office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500 and at agents.allstate.com.
Now it's back to the game on WGRC's Football Friday.
Well, thanks for joining us for this opening week contest, and it was all Danville tonight, 49-7 in the win column here against Mifflinburg, and we're going to head down to the field in just a moment. It looks like Chris is going to chat with the head football coach for Danville, Mike Brennan.
No, this is live.
And we're going to coordinate the interview here and look to get that in just a moment. So Chris has got Coach Brennan, and let's go ahead and get that post-game interview.
All right, Don, we got Coach Brennan here for Danville. Coach, strong showing tonight by your team. Offense was very productive. Obviously, passing game was working well on all cylinders, able to get the outside, able to mix in the run game. So, great first start here for Danville on the first game.
Absolutely. I was proud of our kids. We came out of blocks quick. You know, we protected well. We were you know, sharp in the passing game, made our plays. Defensively made some big plays also. We have to run the ball better. Obviously, that was something tonight that we struggled with, running the football. So that's got to be certainly a priority as we move forward.
You know, KJ back in the holster tonight, you know, was able to really direct well all over the field. So what does it say for you as a coach in the first year to have a strong leader back there that's able to really do a lot of good direction out there?
Yeah, I mean, he made a lot of plays tonight. He can run the football. He can make all the throws. He's a tremendous leader. He's got a great work ethic, and he's a special player. You know, he showed out tonight. He accounted for a lot of our offense, and he distributed the ball well, and you know, we know he's going to get better as the year goes on.
Next week you have Midwest at home. So what are you looking to build on for next week?
We must run the football better. You know, up front, our physicality has to continue to improve. You know, defensively tonight, we were solid across the board. But we'll sharpen up into things we didn't do well this week, get back to the drawing board, and have a good week of practice and get ready for our home opener.
Hey, great job tonight. Stay healthy, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, and that is winning coach Mike Brennan, his first season here with Danville. Coached a number of years for Mount Carmel back in the early 2000s, but here tonight 1-0 as a Danville Ironman head football coach. And again, the final score 49-7. And of course, not as long a scoreboard as we normally would have throughout the District 4 and Heartland Athletic Conference, but still some games to track. I know John has got the scoreboard there, and I believe Terry also has a final update from Muncie at Warrior Run. So we'll get some of that action as well. Terry, are you available and ready for that final report there from Warrior Run tonight?
I am here and ready to go, and the final was Muncie 32, Warrior Round 7. The difference is I talked to Coach Sean Tréteau after the game. Was really the line up front. That was the difference. You saw it in pregame. Coach Tréteau working with the line, both offense and defense, in pregame. So you know what he values, and his team really came through for him up there. Basically, his overall message for the night, though, we're blessed to be playing football on a Friday night, and his team delivered 32-7 the final. I mentioned the five-headed monster at running back, five ball carriers participating. They also had a 71-yard touchdown play. A really good effort from Muncie tonight, and Warrior Run hung in there, but both teams really, again, blessed, thankful to be playing on a Friday night with a short turnaround and really not knowing whether you had a game or not tonight.
Well, there's been a lot of that going around for sure, Terry. We're thankful that we were able to get a game in there and that those two teams were able to square off. Thanks a bunch for the reports tonight. We really appreciate those updates.
You got it. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so Terry Burke there on that Muncie win over Warrior Run. A big win there, and of course here, a big Danville win at Mifflinburg. And let's find out who some of the other big winners were, and we head to John, who's got the scoreboard for us tonight.
Well, we just heard the only other final so far tonight there from Terry. All the rest of these games still in the fourth at varying points within the fourth quarter. Central Mountain leading Shikellamy 26-0. Sealands Grove 42, Milton 6. Central Columbia is leading Lewisburg 28-0 in the fourth. Jersey Shore 41 and Shamokin 7 also in the fourth. Montoursville 56 and Midwest nothing. They are late in the fourth. And Muncie 32 and Warrior Run 7, as Terry just told us, the final in that one. So that's how things stacked up on this rather unusual Friday night.
Yeah, a lot of blowout wins there tonight. Appreciate the scoreboard there. And Central Columbia looks like they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Lewisburg's got a lot of talent back from last year. That was seen to be a big matchup between two teams, but Central seemed to have been in control most of the night there. And how about that performance from Montoursville? So among many big winners here tonight. Well, we will have next week, we're going to bring you the Midwest at Danville football game. So we'll be there at Danville High School. Looking forward to sharing that one with you. And so that's where Danville will be heading to. Of course, Mifflinburg, they will be on the road to take on Lewisburg as the Green Dragons will look to bounce back. Of course, Mifflinburg, you know, you get one of those rivalry games in early in the season. A lot of times those teams are used to playing late. I know Coach Dressler said he's kind of glad they're getting that one in early because you just want to get in as many of these, kind of moments and games, those special rivalries. If they can happen, if they have to happen early, then they're just glad to know that those games can be played.
Yeah, and I think, you know, after a game like this from Mifflinburg, you know, it kind of lights a fire under their guys just naturally. It gives them something to look forward to and build on and, you know, hopefully have good success after that game and build for the rest of the games that thereafter.
Well, that's going to do it for week one of the high school football season here on WGRC. Glad to bring you the action. Again, it was a big night for Danville tonight, a 49-7 winner against Mifflinburg. But we've got more games coming up. Again, I want to encourage you to stay up to date with our schedule. You can visit WGRC.com and just look for the high school football page, the game of the week. We listed there for you. Well, for the entire team, we want to thank you. Hope you enjoyed the coverage tonight. I want to thank our halftime guest, Bill Morrow, for sharing about fellowship leadership of Christian athletes. In fact, we'll get to Bill again. We'll have a part two of our conversation. That'll be coming up in a future Game of the Week, so keep an ear out for that. Well, thanks to Terry for those live updates from Muncie at Warrior Run. Muncie with a big win there tonight. Also want to thank John producing tonight. Great job as always, and to my partner here at Mifflinburg High School, Chris Miller. It was great to get to this moment. We all, through the course of the summer, were trying to get planning done. We weren't sure if this was actually going to happen, so it was nice that we're able to work together and have this game and present it. So thanks for your work here tonight.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and just appreciate everybody that worked to get this season on and allow us to be here and allow us at the venues that we're going to be at in the upcoming weeks.
All right, WGRC will continue to bring you action as we can. So thanks for joining us for the High School Football Game of the Week. Our matchup went to Danville. Final score 49-7, a winner against Mifflinburg. For the entire team, thanks for joining us. Do keep it tuned here to WGRC. A lot of encouraging, upbeat, contemporary Christian music coming your week, coming your way all weekend long. Enjoy it. From all of us, have a great night.
You've been listening to Regional High School Football Action on WGRC, brought to you by the generous donations of the following grant underwriters:
Basin Coffee Roasting, Freeland's Harley Davidson, Better Business Solutions, Blaze Alexander Ford, CR Builders and Sons, Heritage Printing and Design, Jeff Connor and Associates Insurance, Melcott Radiator, Millville HPS, Hondus Farms, Shave Mountain Pharmacy, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning.
Join us again next time for our broadcast of exciting regional high school football action on WGRC.